wait. Ma'am, no! No, 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 no! 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 You don't have to do that! Ma'am, you don't have to do that! You don't have to do that!
104.4 Bigot Radio.
Right with your fucking cheese in your mouth and everything. Eating cheese right in front of me now!
Bigot Radio.
I'm late again, guys. Sorry. It's nothing ever works around here. Reinstall all the internet software and reattach everything and glue everything back together and clean up all of Philip's blood stains. And, half an hour late, as usual. I don't want this. I don't like this. I wanted to start 2 hours ago, but I never can. There's always something going wrong. Yeah, log in, confirm, and verify. Call this number. Verify with a text code. And wait on hold with Indian tech support who hang up on you. And resist the urge to drink, mostly.
Rush him by the machine.
That's Canada now.
Bigot Radio with your host, Jeremy McKenzie.
Burn it all down! Blow it all up!
blood is like carnival, a state fair. Skin is cotton candy, so easy to melt. In the memory knows, don't need a note. You got champagne problems.
I miss being huge. I'm gonna go back to the gym. Eat some more steaks.
With your fucking cheese in your mouth and everything. You eat cheese right in front of me now.
Bigot Radio.
What's he getting up to now? It's not a good combo. It's not good. There we go. There we go. That only took way too goddamn long. How are you guys doing? Welcome back. It is... I don't know what day it is. It's one of those days. It's a day that we're in and we're there and it sucks. Who cares? Nobody cares. Yeah, who cares, my fella?
I don't know.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work. I think everything's running, Phil. It sounds good. Looks fine. I don't know. I don't want to know what you guys are up to. They've partnered up. The inanimate side companions are partnering up in my imagination world head. That can't be good for anybody. How are you guys making out? How's it going out there? Not great, I don't think, from what I've seen. From what I've been observing and discovering over the last several years. It's not great. It's getting worse. A lot of different varying reasons for that. Most of them not our fault, not your fault. How much more will people have to endure before they do anything? That's always kind of the place a lot of people's thoughts go. How much more? What is wrong with everybody? What's taking so long? Well, you tell me. The energy and the appetite is there. People certainly don't like anything that's happening. But no mechanism or institution or avenue exists for them to redress any of that. There's nowhere for them to go. There's nowhere for them to speak to. There's no organization they can join or support. There is no public representative they can approach. There is no lobby group they can advocate with. There's just nothing. And that's why. There is there's no organization. There's nobody's organized at all anywhere, not on our side, at least not yet. That's starting to change and will accelerate in the years going forward. Hopefully fast enough that we can avoid destroying ourselves in the next massive war, which looks to be somewhere in the next 2 to 5 years. Really depends on Netanyahu's schedule as to when that's going to happen, but campaigned on no more wars and bombing, bringing the truth, just like George Bush, just like Bill Clinton, just like Barack Obama. They gave Barack Obama a Nobel Prize for like efforts towards peace or something when Barack Obama, he actually assassinated American citizens with drones and Predator missile strikes and clandestine assassination operations with operatives overseas and domestically in the United States. He killed more people personally than any other president, I think, ever. So that's what Nobel Prize is worth. And, you know, Trump campaigned on the same thing. And now 40,000 troops are being mobilized in the Middle East. Another aircraft carrier group is on its way. So there'll be two. I think they have, was it five or six they have? So what, a quarter of U.S. naval power is surrounding Iran and the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, the Mediterranean. That whole area is going to be buttoned down while, you know, we just wait for the big spooky. We wait for whatever. I want to turn that noise off so bad. It can't do it. While we wait for whatever kind of false flag nonsense is going to happen. One of the guys, was it Wallbang or somebody sent me that. He's like, yeah, here's how you turn that off. Turn that noise off. There is no such option or setting on my computer. Like, it's Windows. It changes constantly. There's an update. If there's a Windows update, forget everything you knew about Windows. None of that matters anymore. So I just stopped learning anything like 10 years ago. And, I don't care. Nothing works properly because budget cuts and people want to make more money. So they've been hiring Indians for the last 10, 15 years and the coding has suffered dramatically. And it's like digital versions of 18 wheelers going off the road and plowing through minivans full of entire families. So that's just what's happening in the digital backend coding area of a lot of these software programs and tech companies. So if you're wondering why nothing seems to work very well or effectively or efficiently as it used to, that's why. That's primarily the reason. Diversity and skill sets. Like we used to have a standard for high skill set, high ability, high performance. And now they're like, well, we need diversity. So we actually need medium, low, and abysmal skill sets as well as the excellent ones. So then we need to, you know, make it fair. So that's why everything is much poorer quality than it used to be. I thought that it would be very obvious to people if you lower standards so much dramatically that everything would suffer as a result, but they don't seem to grasp that. They just grow up on the emotional world of feelings and things and, you know, their children. I don't know who it was that said this, but it was when I was a teenager, young adult, maybe like 20, somewhere between 15 and 20. But I remember hearing this kind of conversation somewhere about someone older, probably about my age then at that time, kind of lamenting the future, which accurately we've walked right into to no one's surprise. It's been paying attention that they said, wait until the daycare generation grows up. You think things are bad now, wait till they are in there running the show, and then you're going to see some shit. And now we're seeing it, and that's who's in there. The daycare generation. Everybody where you learn that you have to throw tantrums to get your way, to get attention from the authority figures at the daycare and at the school. The loud, screeching, temper tantrum, throwing toddlers, they get they learn how to get attention. And now they're mayors and city councilors and lobby group heads and union representatives and things like that. And they're not very good at their jobs, and everything runs on feelings and me and fantasy world nonsense. It's it's very exhausting to look at it day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, and I'd recommend that you don't. The only reason someone should and did or does is to kind of understand the trend and the way things are developing, the way things are going. Once you understand that, there's really no need to keep going back and looking at, it's like you've got termites or something, going back and looking at each individual one, like, oh man, look at the, yeah, we're aware, you need to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. I just kind of focus on that, but I've stopped really paying attention to a lot of the day-to-day, just outrageous nonsense in the news. Like, what was it last week? Once in a while, there's a new high watermark for new nonsense. I think it was East Coast Canadian that found it. It was the toddler, a three-year-old, was thrown out of a daycare for being transphobic or something. Something like that. A little baby wasn't wasn't inclusive, so they had to be expelled from the daycare. That makes sense. That's very normal and rational and tolerance. You don't even have the patience for a baby. You don't have the patience for a baby. They're just bad people, man. They're just bad people. That's why I call them the goblins. I don't like saying the left or the. It's not really accurate. There is no left and right anymore. That's all just words. They're not accurate to describe anything. In the same way as how they call everyone a Nazi is not accurate at all. I mean, it's just a word now. It's just things people are saying. And my descriptor of a goblin creature is more accurate. It's inhuman, devoid of empathy and understanding, unable to really think or reason with anything. I mean, it's not a man, right? It's not a person. It's a goblin. It's focused on, it's just itself gathering, moss and slime and whatever it is it eats and feeds on, crawling around in its tunnels and caves and just disgusting to look at, gross to look at, to listen to be around. A lot of illness, a lot of sickness, a lot of just malfunctioning software and hardware, What's really happened that the politic bros don't understand because they live exclusively in this physical world of coins and money and stuff and things, and they play the politics games. They're down here. They're not up on the hill. They're not on higher ground. They're down low, looking at the day to day, the hour to the minute to minute, and they think the politic games is the be all end all. That's where it ends. Trump is the most powerful man in America, and that's it, and that's all. And that's where it is. And we got to beat the Democrats and the Democrats. And up here, it's the liberals and the conservatives. We got to get the libs out. We got to like this isn't even Like the train's going off a cliff and you guys are in, you know, one of the train cars playing Risk or Monopoly or something and fighting with each other over who you think's cheating on the board game. Like you're not even in the ballpark of having any effect on what the train is doing at all. You're just occupying your time with distraction. There's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot more to it than just simply bad ideas, which is what it comes down to. Oh, we just got to get them out because they've got bad ideas. They don't just have bad ideas. The reason they have bad ideas, gentlemen, and the reason why many of you also have this similar, very similar ideas, and you're almost exactly the same. There's not that much difference. The difference is that the left, air quotes, now is where the right, air quotes, conservatives, Republicans, will be in about 7 years or so. They're just taking their time. They're just dragging their feet with it. Oh, I don't want to be gay. You're gay now. So I don't want to hear it. Be quiet. And taste that penis. We're conservatives, okay? We're gay now. And Indian. We're gay and we're Indian. You know, this is actually the Conservative Party, if you can believe it. Look at them all. Look at all those conservative Canadians. Yes. Sing, Kana, sing, sing, Sandhu, Sandhu, sing. Kang, Sukhdeep, Shalal, Singh, Pander, Singh, Gill, Gill, Amarjeet Gill, Harbinder Gill, Amandeep Judge. This is the India party, okay? Why is there that many Indians? Like, why are there any? Again, beating a dead horse, but... And they're like that. The conservatives are in this position because they didn't want to be called racist. We're just as not racist as you. And they just follow the left, again, air quotes, down the path because that's where the momentum is dragging everybody. The momentum being what, though? And here's what I'm getting at. These aren't just bad ideas. They're not just policies. They're not just someone's utopian vision. I think it's a lot worse than that. I think it's a lot more serious than that. And where the truth really is, I think, is somewhere in the middle of the people that are really, really narrowly focused on just the spiritual, religious, metaphysical element of things, and the other guys who are, no, it's just policy and money and stuff and coins and things. Actually, the real problem is a mixture of both, and one side and the other just focus on those things and not... Neither hand shall ever, meet or something or understand what the other is doing. But why I think they're doing this is because they're really captured by a destructive spirit of evil. And not just the left, but most people in society, most people alive walking around are beholden to it. And whether they are aware of it or not, it is slowly or rapidly pulling them down to hell. Where's my app? My boomer app. I got to get better stuff. Never going to keep up. You know? I think of it kind of like this. Here's my nice box, even though there was already one on the screen. No, we don't want a box. We want to get out of here. Control Z. I wanted a lot. Yeah, so one of these, you know. And up at the top, let's say, oh no, don't turn green on me. Up here, what color should I use? We'll use red at the bottom for bad, obviously. So back down here is, you know, you could be worse. You're Jeffrey Epstein. You're a tunnel supporter. You're a believer of the many cookies and many ovens. You love all that stuff. You think those Epstein kids got what they deserved, you know? You think Mark Carney's a great guy. You know. genocide is awesome. You know, World War III is what we got to do. And then up here, you know, maybe. And it's going to be different for everybody. What your example is, I guess. If you're a Christian, maybe you think it's Jesus. If you're, it doesn't matter. So you have like the highest form of spiritual benevolence and then the lowest form of evil malevolence. I think when people are born, they're just right here in the middle. You just exist. And each subsequent, you know, they say like children, especially they're born in it. Children are innocent. When that changes exactly, I mean, I don't know. I don't have the scientific instruments to dig into that or pinpoint exactly when that is. Probably sometime in your teenage years. Somewhere in there. Somewhere between 14 and 17. You know, you stop being just a... And maybe younger. It depends on the person. I mean, I'm just getting sidetracked. But as you grow up and as you develop... In life, you get confronted. Oh my God! I wish these things would stay still. You get confronted with situations that are going to affect your character, affect your constitution internally, your mental state, your spiritual state, your physical state. Oh my God! Stay in one spot, will you? I know this is driving people crazy, but trust me, it's driving me crazier than you. So you know, let's say there's something somewhat a little bit challenging, maybe a little bit scary, a little bit anxiety inducing, but the person faces it with, you know, some grace and some courage and some steadfastness, and they do the right thing. And in the end, you know what? As a result of that, they go here. They moved up a little bit, you know what? And each subsequent thing in your life, maybe some of them move you up higher. Maybe there's a much more difficult, challenging thing. But then maybe you do something the opposite, and it's, you know, really bad. Now you're down here. You were up here, now you're down here. You do a little bit of it, maybe some couple of good things to try and make up for it. You're almost back to neutral. You did something shitty again. Maybe a little bit more. No, now you're down here again. And the momentum keeps bringing you further and further down. So I think the further you go in either direction, the easier it becomes to go in that direction, and you start picking up momentum and speed. And then once you end up down here, it becomes very, very difficult for people to get out of there. Because you can't even see the other side. If you're still somewhere in the center, in this kind of zone where it still could go either way for you, you can still see ahead and behind. You can kind of have a sense of range of a balance here. And once you go, you know, if some people, they become really dedicated towards helping others and doing good things and righteous things, even at their own, the cost of themselves. They have to sacrifice, they have to suffer, they have to die, maybe even sometimes. They get further and further to the good end of it, and to where, you know, if you're up here, you can't even fathom being down here. Like, it doesn't even occur to you. It wouldn't even. Some of the things these people do seem so alien and unbelievably shocking that you can't. Who would do such a thing? Because you're so far removed from that, and vice versa. Likewise, they down there in the goblin trenches of doom, they can't fathom and understand anything that you're doing. They think what you're doing is evil, because they're so convinced of themselves and sure of themselves. And all this time that this has been happening, every step down the rung you go, you're being cheered on by the state, the media, popular culture, rich people, billion. And at the same time, these people are—they're the resistance. You know, they're fighting the capitalists, and meanwhile, they're adopting and absorbing every single suggestion and everything they want to do. They do it, but they're the resistance. You know, so it's incentivizing. It's easier to go that way. It's much easier. In fact, as you go down that way, in this world, as you go this way.
These are the worst arrows in the world. You can get money, actually. There's money and stuff and things here for you. Why is that so? And if you go the other way, it's more like the opposite. You could be successful. You can attain things, but they're not going to be primarily material things. It's not going to be money, stuff, and things that you're rich in. It's going to be other stuff like your family, your friends, your relationships, the people you care about and care for. At the expense of money and stuff and things, because you can't really serve both masters, can you? You can't be in the pursuit of material, physical things in the world and also serve, you know, the truth or the ultimate truth of life in the universe and what this is and what we're doing here. They get in the way of each other. And the other people who are easily captured by these things, a lot of them aren't very smart, and they're very easily emotionally manipulated, more so than anything. And, the bad guys are very good at emotionally manipulating people and tricking them into believing that what they think they're doing is love and tolerance. You know, they reward them, or rather, you know, kind of bolster them up on this idea that what they're doing is morally justified. You know, Derek and I were talking about this the other night. Where if your side is convinced that what you're fighting is or opposing you is just evil, you know, then you can justify doing anything. And they do. Our side actually is the one with reservations and no-go lines on that's not something we're ever going to do, or that's not a line we're ever going to cross, because then you're going in the opposite direction. You say you're doing this in the name of the greater good, or the ends have to justify the means, or so on. Like, you know, dropping a bomb on a hospital full of children, you're not going up, you're going down. And with each negative decision and negative action and negative effort that you've supported, your kind of resonating frequency of your soul lowers in accordance to that new attunement that you're pursuing, which is down in the depths of hell. We got a good look at it here over the weekend. Morgan and I went up close. We wanted to go see it real up close. I just reminded me on the tour. It's upstairs. We were just moving some clothes and old stuff around, and somebody had printed off an old one of these types of drawings I'd done on some stream and put it on a shirt and gave it to me. Upstairs somewhere. Just reminded me of that when it asked me if I wanted to save it. I don't want to save that. It's not worth anything. But we'll get to that. I'm going to read some of these chats here. Jan, how are you? It says, please look up Black Pete. Important hilarity will ensue. Black Pete. I'm remembering something about that somewhere, but it's not coming up. Trump impression is still my favorite, other than when the classic gangs at large. I'm still watching a progress backwards from a great impressionist to an applause. Please, guy. Applause, please. To explain a chat, I'm a residential plumber, and that poem was a typical day on site in Circulon. Got it. Black Pete. The name is, that's something that rattled around my brain. Thanks, Jan. I appreciate that. Zanel says, obligatory 3 shekel toll. It would be larger, but there was a late fee. Well, I was late, so I'm the one paying the fee now. Sorry. Man on the Mountain says, I'm here because Twitter is all gay noise. It is. Yeah, it's pretty shitty. It's just a means of communication at this point. That's it. Intrusive Thoughts says, when the gods of chaos declared they would send their worst to destroy you, they really meant it. A sea of grotesque, twisted pus and festering soy. What a sight to see. Hope you followed your decontamination drills. Wasn't really any need. Just went and got my kids, and we had a nice afternoon. We'll get to some of this. I really don't want to. It's days ago already. I didn't care as of yesterday. By yesterday morning, I didn't care. But now, hang on. Zanel says, pretty sure Barack Obama's first act as president with blew up some kids. He blew up a lot. Barack Obama killed a lot of people. He's a mass murderer. Mega says, the more I look into AI, the less I worry about it. Ask Grok for a random fact and it'll tell you something about space. Say, how about something not to do with space? Emu war. I knew about that. Start the conversation over again. It goes the same way. It's a program, not intelligence. Well, it's programmed intelligence. That's the thing. It's not true. It's not a, it can never be a true AI because it will always have these checks and balances in place to control and police its thinking and curate the things that it says. So it'll never, it will always end up in this kind of twisted up, messed up state. And people are going to come to rely on it. They're going to trust it because they're dumb. And they're, whatever is convenient and easier, they'll do it. I think, was it last week, Friday, the way that Google progressed and Wikipedia and all these things. Yeah, well, it's going to happen again. It's already happening. Larry the Loon says, flamers flipping furniture furiously at the Fag Festival. RIP picnic table. Yeah, the picnic table didn't, I don't know if they made it. Destruction of public property while concealing your identity. Very shameful. Very, very shameful. Nut Boy says, don't come at me with Stone Temple Pilots to start the show. Saw those fuckers in 93 in Detroit. God bless. They were a great band back then. Cambie Dreadsoe says, another development in DAG science. I have highly trained baby chickens. The bees will ride them. The bees can fly, though, into battle upon losing a wing. Oh, okay. I should have kept reading. Taco will help retrofit them with metal beak attachments. Those are they the hydraulic kind? We need those. That's why the invoices for all the hydraulic sex toys. It's not what you think. We're doing bird pecking research. Anyway, Brian, thanks, man. He says, I walked through the Valley of Death. You and Morgan did the Valley and fucked off. Did and the Valley fucked off. It was very dumb and silly. Well, we might as well just get to it in a second. Lose Views says, your table dance was epic, even though it was done on a picnic table. I barely got to do it. I rehearsed it and everything, and it didn't work. CRJ just sent me a dollar and something rude, so I'm not even going to read it. You've got less than a month to make amends or make peace with whatever it is you need to do, because I've had enough. We'll just put it that way. Steven says, saw two clips of you on Twitter with your encounter with Antifa. Is there a full video? Yeah, it's on, depending on the angle, Morgan streamed some of it, and there was several other people in the area that were filming and taking clips and video and streaming. You know, it's the stuff all over the internet. There was like probably, I don't know, there was 20, had to be 20 cameras going at one point. It's out there. Jenstein says, CRJ is gay and entropy's down. Well, that makes sense. Why wouldn't it be down? At least it's early. Is my internet still functioning? Because that was a whole thing. No, it's not. Oh, it is, but it is dropping frame. It's not working very well. Hang on, guys. Let me reboot all of this. This is terrible. Yes. Every time. It's almost like it's being done on purpose, which is dumb because it's had no effect ever. Who would waste time with such a ineffective strategy? Goblins do, because they're desperate to win. Jenstein says, I was with this girl that had tail short deformity from her spine. Does that make her a goblin creature? No, but it makes her something else, and it makes you something else. There's several verses in the Talmud, actually, about apparently the Goyim being obsessed with having sex with animals. Is that... Is that you? Where is it? Gentiles are suspected of bestiality, and their sexual desire for animals is greater than that for their own wives. Okay. Well, I mean, I can't speak to whatever Jenstein's doing. I don't even know what... I'm just going to leave it at that. They just want to distract me, but at the same time, I got to eat, so I'm forced to endure this nonsense. I wish I did have like a central kind of collection of video. I care so much that I saved any of it, right? Where would that be? That's a great question. Where do we get this out of the way here. Yeah, so I guess we'll just... Morgan has some of them on Facebook, and where's this one? I'll just start with this. Oh, yeah, on Sunday, you may be aware, last Sunday, the Darren Fisher and his supporters, the terrorists at Antifa, and their adjacent compendium of mentally ill lunatics, organized a rally in response to something that didn't happen. All fired up on the threat that there's, you know, the Klan is in town and we're here to lynch all the blacks or something. I don't know. Some of the guys and I filmed a video, which will be out soon. Club related thing. To an audience of no one. It was a couple of pigeons there. We were filming it. It was for the cameras to be edited later. But that didn't stop them from freaking out and acting as well. Again, to be important. To feel like their lives aren't the depressing, pointless mess that they are. Fantasy is central to their existence. It needs to be maintained and supported at all times. Well, they'll fire you from your job if you haven't noticed. They're really big on fantasy support. They really, really need you to believe in the fantasy. First, it started with you have to say the pronouns or we'll fire you. Then you have to accept that they're, you know, this man dressed in women's clothes, wearing makeup and smells like old soup. He's actually a beautiful woman now, or else, you know, it's just it's nonstop fantasy. Nonstop fantasy. And you have to participate in it or you're evil. Is very, very childish. So yes, the everyone's in danger. Oh my God. So let's create a rally for something that doesn't exist and pat ourselves in the back. And it was just the anti-Jeremy McKenzie rally, really. Really. And it just became, we've got some videos from it here. It just became a giant victim masturbation fest. Listened to 20 minutes of it, and it was one person after the other talking about how much of a victim they were. And then another person coming up and saying, oh, yeah? Well, guess how much I suffered? Oh, yeah? Well, you wouldn't believe how much I suffered. Well, oh, yeah? I am even more of a victim than you because I've suffered even more. Well, and it just on and on and on. Grown adults, I mean, adults in their pajamas. A lot of people had masks on. Like, I don't, not the terrorists that were concealing their identities because they commit crimes and they're protected by the police. People wearing like COVID masks. And they, you know, it's important. It's more of a virtue signaling thing. There's no science behind any of this stuff. There's nothing to it whatsoever. It's just their emotions. Because if they take the mask off, that means COVID really is over. And that means they really don't have to be afraid of it, which means the bigot Nazis were right. So they can't ever take them off until the government says they can, which they never have. So that means they're just going to walk around with these fucking masks on forever. It would be sad if it wasn't so funny, if they weren't so despicable, you know. I don't think there was a single decent human being in that whole crowd of people. I mean, we talked to probably 30 of them, and they were all pretty pretty loathsome for the most part. But is this the right video? Just waiting for these to load up here. So Morgan took some videos of this, and we thought, you know, early day before, like 3 a.m, she's like, let's just go down there. She was going to go and confront this Latat guy. I don't know. Some local communist pedophile probably who, you know, I mean, they're Antifa, right? So they're terrorists and they like to have sex with children. That's really what it is. It's a minor attracted person support group, and they don't really have anywhere else to go. So they kind of LARP as this, like, meh,
you know, we're ungovernable.
It's just a cover so that they can have their secret pedophile meetings and not be, you know, targeted for it. No, 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 we're not. We're just terrorists. Oh, okay. Good. Not the pedophiles. No, no, no. We just protect them. No, no, we don't even do that. No. We're heroes or something. So we, and, you know, anyway, this guy, the organizer, was saying some, you know, wildly stupid, insane, you know, illegal things. And Morgan thought, I want to go down there and talk to him. I want to go talk to him. And she was going, and she's going to do what she's going to do. I can't stop her. I'm not going to let her go by herself. That cesspool, you know, especially after, they have no problem assaulting women at all. The weaker you are, the more likely they are to attack you. That's kind of how it works. And we've had a lot of death threats as a result of Darren Fisher's words and his team, his campaign and his team's support of this character assassination campaign that he's been on. And both of us, I mean, well, she had her phone smacked out of her hand, but I was hit with a megaphone. They turned on full blast and blasted it into my ear. I'm deaf in that ear already, but the way that your hearing works is that as it gets more and more damaged, it becomes easier to damage it further. And it's been ringing since Sunday. It's probably suffered. It's probably more deaf than it was. What else? And, you know, shoved, kicked. I said, who's going to stab me? Who was going to drown us in the ocean or in ice water was another, yeah. Who was it that was doxing my family? Was nobody wanted to answer any of that. There's only 100 of them by myself. Because I'm a big coward.
Just a coward behind a mask.
Well, I'm not wearing a mask, and I'm not going to be. You people all are, though. Actually. So. Anyway, she saved some of these things, so let's just see what it is. See if this works, if I can play this. Facebook videos. It's about, I don't know, maybe, can't tell. We'll get closer in a second. Maybe 100 people down there. Antifa's hosting a local anti-Jeremy McKenzie rally, essentially, so Morgan and I are just gonna go see it. See how everybody is. It's about,
why
I don't
is
know,
that, hang on. I don't know what's going on here. I'm getting calls for some reason.
You know. They could be outside with Molotovs. I don't know. I wish a motherfucker would, you know, sometimes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Sir. I didn't know if you saw my message about entropy.
No, I'm in the middle of it. I'm working right now.
Yeah, well, entropy is down.
Well, since you don't watch my stream, you would know that I've fixed that already.
We are watching on Rumble, so I don't know shit.
Yeah, you're not paying attention. I'm hanging up on you. I got stuff to do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, I love you. See what I mean? That was entropy was like 5 minutes ago. Where would I be? Was it Jenstein? If it wasn't for Jenstein. Keep your head says, they didn't flip the picnic table. You did a kickflip. That could have been it. That could have been it. And Ed, what's up, sir? He says, Jeremy gives Antifa a reason to get out of the basement. Next time, pull the masks down so you can hear them better. He's like, oh, what's the mask there? What do you got? I was like, let's take a look at that pretty face. And, whoa! No, no, I thought only cowards hide behind a mask. And if you're so proud of the things you stand for, you should be able to just stand there in public and proudly put your face to it. Thought that's what that was. What? It's almost like they're a bunch of hypocritical cowards, you know, and it's our guys don't have the enjoyment of police protection and political protection and corporate protection and banking protection. Those people are all our enemies. All of the political parties are our enemies. And when terrorist lunatics like Antifa can run people over with cars, shoot people, burn people, stab people, derail trains, and any number of other things, and not be prosecuted. Yeah, it becomes prudent to for people to protect their identities when they adopt a stance that is antithetical to the demands of the mob. Because we've seen them target your family, children, employers, employees, doesn't matter. They will, where is this one? Come on. Yeah, I was talking about this the other night. Didn't get around to showing you the story. Pregnant woman seriously injured by rock thrown through Tesla windshield. Oh, geez, somebody, I wonder why. Because it was a Tesla? Because people are all, because Nazi cars now, right? Weren't you people, the green climate, wasn't Greta Thunberg like your big hero of 10 minutes ago? This person could have bought the Tesla because of the things you idiots believe. And then what's supposed to do? Immediately, she didn't, so this pregnant woman wasn't paying attention to your, you know, Antifa Twitter feed. So it's her own fault for not immediately getting rid of this very expensive vehicle and getting a communist-approved K-car? Is that what happened there? That's what the goblin people are capable of doing. They don't care. So yeah, people on this side, you have to, or you're crazy. You're just going to endanger people around you. And since I'm the president and spokesman of the organization, there's no need for me to hide. I mean, what are they going to do? It's a little late for that for me, isn't it? They've actually, because of all the things they've done to me, they've actually enabled me to do this in the first place. If you didn't do, every day I say this, like, you guys made this. You made me. If you want to know who's responsible for the hate, look in the mirror. It's you. You are the genesis. You are the driving engine. You are the fuel source for all of the hate that you see out there. You're the reason it exists. It's you. It's always been you. And thanks to you and your incessant behavior, it's put me in a position that I'm able to do this without any real... I mean, what are you going to do that hasn't been done already? I'd also like to thank, before we carry on these videos, some other friends of mine, some other disgusting goblin freak enemies. I made an observation last night that I don't know why it took me this long to realize it, but every single one of my enemies is physically gross. That is objectively true. There's not a single person on the "I fucking hate that guy" train that isn't disgust. Like, no one would fuck them. Like, no one. And I know some people are probably, "Oh, it can't be that bad." Oh, trust me, it's pretty bad. I'm just gonna wait, but I'm sure someone will throw a compilation together. I'm sure there's a sub, or we could find some. I mean, just imagine that calendar. We could make that calendar. The anti-fascist heroes of Canada. You want to see the anti-fascist heroes of Canada? Just no teeth, methed out, meth mouth, 120 pounds. There's some of those. We have over the hill 50-year-old alcoholics who look like a fucking train ran over their face. Fat. Just genetically defective. Like, you can tell by looking at them, that person's not okay. Bad extra chromosomes, missing chromosomes maybe. A little bit of Cro-Magnon man going on there. Big, fat pumpkin patch ladies. I mean, obesity to a level you can't even... They look smelly, you know it is, because you can't clean under all those crevices. There's no way you can get in there. You need a team. You need a NASCAR pit stop team to get in there. And there's everything in between, and it's just a smorgasbord, a buffet of eat your heart out and try not to soak your own panties and try not to just... Try not to go too early, fellas, because it's hard to look at. Some of them are literally disgusting obese prostitutes, like drug addicts, police informants, like it's a who's who. A lot of fat, you know? Listen, Oh, they're all very beautiful people. Someone should make a montage. It would be pretty good. So there is a correlation there. You know, not just being healthy and strong and physically attractive doesn't guarantee that you'll be a good person, and you know, but being, you know, grotesque and ugly and horrifying doesn't guarantee you'll be, you know, a goblin creature either. However, the correlation is very skewed. Very much so. The unhealthy goblin hordes descending into hell resent and reject and they hate anything better than them, which is everything. But to those people, one of their big gotchas that they've been working on for a while was to get the Canada Revenue Agency after me. Yeah, just anything. So the lawfare didn't work. That was a fucking spectacular failure. Probably cost the state $20 million. Whoops. Many careers were destroyed, actually. There were several people. Two judges were fired out of the DOJ. Several prosecutors were removed, demoted, moved off to, like, library filing and shit. I mean, I don't even know. Who knows what went on in CSIS? But anyway. CRA, we get them. So, yeah, inevitably, they send me the letter where it's like, okay, you owe us, you got to pay us tons of money right now in like 2 weeks, or we're taking all your shit. You know? Audit time! Like, okay, so I hired an accountant. Like, here's all my shit. Let's fucking figure this out. Turns out Ottawa actually owes me a lot of money. A lot. Like, enough that I would have stopped whatever I was doing and pursued that immediately had I known. But I didn't know. I didn't know that a much closer look by, you know, professionals that I can afford now to deal with this that I didn't have 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, even 2 years ago. I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known to do that. And because they did that and took a nice, fine look at that with a mic, oh, look, actually, they owe you a lot of money. Like five figures. A lot. So that's nice. So I just want to say thanks to the goblin people. They did, again, it's another. You're doing great, kid. I can't wait to see what your next big idea is. It's all been going so well so far. Guess I'll buy some more property. Oh, well. Thank you, guys. All right. Where was this stupid Facebook fiasco? Okay, so that was my video. I was like, let's go see it. And here's Morgan with hers.
We're off to bash the bash.
Yeah.
We are off to bash the bash.
We headed out there. Now, which one is which? I'm trying to see. I kind of want to do this in order. They're all kind of maybe out of order. That was, no, that's this one. No, not that one. No, not that one. Okay, maybe I downloaded it. There's so much of this. So, so here. So like I said, we just walked in. I said, well, I'll just go in there. Are you crazy? What are they going to do? No, see, I believe it. I believe what I believe. I know what's true and what's real and what I'm capable of and what other... I did the math and I added it up, but I trust my instincts and I know they're not going to do a fucking thing. They're not going to do anything. Because they've never done anything. They're not going to start now. And they certainly don't expect me to walk right in there and walk right to the front of the stage of their big fuck me rally and say, thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks for coming to my hate rally. I appreciate it. It's nice to see you. Great job with the signs. I didn't see too many spelling mistakes. It's good. You know, nice to see you all. And then they immediately attacked me. They didn't seem to want to know. They didn't seem to want to answer any of my questions, though. I don't know why that is. Here we go. Stupid. Is this working? It's not working.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to play.
Which one of you guys said you were going to shoot me? Was that,
it's really dope.
Is that you? You stabbed me. Who was that? Is that anybody here?
Can you hear my guitar? My head's in the toe.
Okay. Here come the peaceful, tolerant, pretend militants. This guy was really struggling to hold that sign. He was having a hard time. The shoulders were already failing. And he had tons of fun here with his microphone. I think there was three of them and then a couple other ones. There was one guy, I don't know if he was Romanian or Turkish or what he was. It wasn't Canadian. He was from Eastern Europe somewhere. Maybe the Middle East. It was kind of hard to tell. I didn't get to hear much. He was just a lot. It was a lot of screaming, but definitely threatened to murder me a couple of times. So I said, okay, well, we can do that. And he just left. I thought he was going to get like his murder tools and come back. He came back and just screamed some more and then left again. So I don't know. I don't know where his daycare handler went, but obviously somebody's missing. You lost a guy. You're missing a guy from the daycare. Oh, right. And then the chanting, because it's like a magic spell. If you just yell things, it just, you know, it does stuff, I guess. It's like nervously fiddling with the microphone, like, oh, I know, I'm gonna, he walks over, doesn't know what to do, and then he's like, oh, geez, I know what I'll do. I'll get my magic box to, I'll shout a boy. I'll huff, and I'll puff. So I just thought I would do a little dance. Like, I thought it was a good little tune, you know. They got a little bit of rhythm. They got a little bit of a cadence. So I thought, because I was very scared. I was very frightened. It was very intimidating. It was a very stressful ordeal. I say the movie I watched with my children later in the day was actually more stressful to watch. But at what point was this one? I don't know. I haven't even seen these yet. So let's just check. What's this one? I think this is after that. Oh, I was like pretending. I guess. Oh no! Please don't get me. Somebody was like, go home. I said, I am home. I literally live here. This is a public park in the town where I live. All right. So I wanted to do a dance. I was going to go, I create a table. I'm going to jump up there. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to. Because, listen, that's what they do. They communicate by twerking, I've noticed. They're a real fan of just big, fat, black butts for some reason. That's very popular. And the choreographed, more to the point, TikTok routines. I thought if I did, like, stop, don't touch me here, this is my no-no square, maybe they would have understood. But they didn't give me the opportunity. I stayed up all night. Me and Morgan were up till 5 in the morning, and we practiced. I was up on the table. We said, no, do it again. I try, and she said, no, do it again. I'm like, what are you... They don't even care. And she said, it's got to be perfect or they won't understand. It's like, okay. And we did it again. We just kept doing the dancing. So I'm a little upset. I didn't even get to really get to it. But I don't know. I thought this was a perfect opportunity. And instead.
Sing it! Fuck up! Go! 1, 2, 3, 4! Sing it! Fuck up! 1, 2, 3, 4! Sing it! Fuck up!
And if you say 1, 2, 3, 4 first, because your chants are so... They're so inspiring. I can't believe they don't use this at like the Super Bowl to fire the team up. Counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Why didn't you just yell the alphabet at me? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Great. Good job. It's very, I mean, anybody watching this video is going to be very compelled by your message and your just composure and everything. There's only 100 of you versus me.
3, 4.
Yeah. And somebody stole my umbrella. Well, it wasn't my umbrella. It was someone else's. Someone else's old umbrella. They're never getting that back because that's God knows where that went. Is this the same? It's a different angle. What is this one? No, this one's not as good. I don't know if this is the same. Oh, yeah. This whole video is a lot. This whole exchange is fun as well. This is just another angle. Somebody else said this is just another angle, right? Like, we have tons of these. And they're like, oh, that never happened. They're like, oh, it did. It certainly did. Hundreds of thousands of people have seen them now. Good job. Oh, by the way, I want to point out that as you guys are watching this, there's like 14, 12 to 50. I didn't count them, but it was six or seven police cars and seven or eight officers right along the road up there and a couple more down at the end, a couple more down. They had cordoned this, blocked the street off. So 12 to 15 cops just watched this take place. They didn't do anything. They just watched it happen. Oh, I understand. Oh, so I remember now. So these guys are big fans of mine, actually. They're obsessed. They watch everything that I do. He probably knows that I'm deaf, and that's why he's like, oh, he doesn't know that he's scum. So if I just have to yell directly into his eardrum, I'm gonna blast directly into this war veteran's eardrum with a megaphone, so he understands that I'm better than him. Like, it's literally touching my head. You know? I still didn't get it, though. What? Again, RPG-7, C9 Gunner. Dude, what? I don't know, man. You're going to have to speak up. Get out. Oh, yeah, he's, you know, back's turned. He flicked my hat off. I said, that wasn't very nice.
Just
trying to have a day in the park with my umbrella. Who? I don't even know. They don't even know who they're yelling at, I don't think. This guy, he's not Canadian. This guy was, I think he could have been Middle Eastern, Eastern European. I'm not sure. Again, mass identity card. He did threaten to murder me twice, though. Fat guy, very emotional. A lot of weakness, and I could sense some childhood trauma in his face. He has some daddy issues. He's never really felt like a man before, and this is his best at, like, he's confused. Yeah, he needs a father. He should go back to his father, wherever the hell he is, in whatever country he came from. He wants me to get off, whatever that means. I guess the ground, I added.
Fuck off, man. Get off his fucking car.
There he is. Who are you? Who are you, non-Canadian? Telling me to get out of a public park that I pay for in the town that I live in? Who are you? Who are you, Mr. Murder Man? Noticed you didn't really do a fucking thing, though, did ya? Probably had 50 pounds on me. I think he was probably 6'3", 6'4". But just a lot of this. Just a lot of this. Just a lot of feminine screeching and yelling. And you weren't even brave enough to, I mean, you got, it was literally 100-1. This was your chance. And, huh. That's disappointing for you, isn't it?
Get off!
Get the fuck out of here!
Get out!
Get the fuck out of here!
Let's go.
Go!
Norwegian?
Hey!
That's when one of them knocked Morgan's phone out of her hand. And they said, hey! But he's wearing this $500 rain jacket. Because he's there to fight capitalism with his $500 rain jacket on. When was this part of the exchange? We're almost done. This was an example. So these people were, I couldn't quite, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to, pardon me, I'm trying to listen to what they were asking me. They were mostly saying crazy things like, I read your website about how you want to kill all the black people. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never said that or printed that or written that anywhere. It's certainly not any website that I own. And then they would turn and leave. And then someone else would come in and say something equally insane. Like, oh, someone else was very upset that I was trying to help Polyev be like Trump and make abortion illegal in Canada. And I said, what are you talking about? That is not nothing. Essentially, every single person that came over to say, all of it was, you know, negative. All of it was very, you know, vicious and nasty. But none of it was actually true. There's lots of things they could have said where I could have said, well, you know, that's just where we have a difference in opinion. I think this and you think that, and we're just different people. But that's not what they did. It was literally all things that weren't real. All things that the media and people in the Jewish supremacist lobby of the Anti-Hate Network and elsewhere have been promulgating for years. And as I said, they are the sowers of hate seeds. This is what they've created. This is the things that they create. And it results in violence on people in real life. And I'm far from the first or last. More people will be killed in the future. There will be more David Zegaraks. There'll be more all of this stuff. This is what they create. And no, I know you're wondering. There's no news. Nobody wrote a damn word about this. So me and my friends film a video in front of an empty park for 20 minutes. And that's headlines, radio, TV, social media, political figure. Oh, my God. Veteran and his girlfriend assaulted by 100 plus people in public park while police watch on and do nothing. I sleep. Well, that sucks that this is on video for everyone to verify that that is actually what happened, isn't it? It's unfortunate. And now the internet's forever and all this stuff is out there and you can never. What are you going to say? When are you writing your article about political violence? On the internet. When's that coming out? Soon? I checked my inbox. I don't see any requests for a quote or comment or anything, so I don't know. I don't know. I mean, these are your people, right, who threatened to stab me, shoot me, kill me, all this stuff, and I had no problem walking right in there. I'll go right now, today. I don't... I had so many people, too. Afterwards, we're like, I would have went with you. I know. I could have brought, at least. I could have brought a lot of guys down there. I didn't want to. I wanted it to be just me and Morgan. She was going anyway. So like, no, it wouldn't have been fair. They needed at least another 100 people for it to even be even in the first place. So I didn't want to. If I even showed up with one guy, the police would have been like, okay, this is just basically genocide now. And we would have had to be taken away and arrested for just, you know, our presence would have been violence. Words are violence. So never mind multiple, as in two or more fit, confident men standing in the same place opposing. I mean, that's just. You'd be asking these people to suffer an indignity and a trauma that no one can really even quantify. So in the interest of fairness, I thought, no, I think I'll just go. I'll just go by myself. I think it's all is necessary. Again, we're trying to talk to these people. This woman has a Hello Kitty shirt on, I think. Again, it's too bad, but, you know, fat, sick. You know, all of them, everybody in that crowd did not look well. This lesbian back here is just mouthing, like she's not yelling. She's just meekly mouthing, like repeating the slogans these idiots are shouting. Can you guys see the pants? I want you to see the pants. Can you see the pants? I just want to take a... yeah. I just wanted to include that in the shot. I know the banner was kind of covering it up. Racist! Yeah. Yeah. Racist! 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 They're not exactly respecting their comrades' right to open dialogue, are they? And some other ones were shouting, oh, don't even talk to them. Don't listen to them. Don't. Like, because we're going to put spells on you. Like, no, it's just we'll talk to you like human beings and you'll probably come away understanding that. But they don't want that. They just want to. They just want you to die, mostly. All right, where's the last one? Thought I had it, but bear with me. I'm very. What do you mean it already exists? Where? My computer's lying to me, but. Oh, there it is. It wasn't lying. I'm just retarded.
Bring it!
So. As this is going on, one of them it knocks my hat off my head. So I go, that's not very nice. And I bend down to pick it up. And that's when five of them decide they're just going to fucking, they're going to try to fucking hyena pack me. One hand is on my hat and my other hand and shoulder. I just kind of threw two of them without almost no effort, honestly. Shoved the one guy off my hat and then picked it up and then, you know, and I gotta be honest. I was a little happy, you know? And then, you know, one of the women was like, oh, don't do that. You're just going to give him what he wants, you know? Because, like, you can't, you know, you can't really, as fun as it would be, unless, of course, there's concrete on the nose, undoubtedly, unassailably true evidence that you were being physically attacked by multiple attackers at once in a hostile crowd, and that's the only case where you'd really, legally, have a green light to just fucking hurt as many and as much as you really felt necessary. To protect yourself. So when I felt the pitter patter in the tippy taps of their feet and their I guess I don't know if they were fists or what they weren't. I just I welled up with a certain feeling. But that, in the end, it just I looked around. I was, you know, I got five targets, possibly six. I'm watching. I'm trying to, you know, keep my peripherals open because there's a lot of people moving around to the sides. For some reason, as soon as I was no longer halfway on the ground with my back turned, nobody wanted to attack me anymore. It's puzzling. And eventually it just became, you know, more of the same. And I just stand there with my hands out like fucking Denzel Washington or what was that? Was that movie? I didn't even get, like, the Charlie Sheen. There wasn't even, like, the one lone one of them with any guts. I was hoping for maybe that, but nothing, you know? There's a clip from a movie I just remembered. I wonder if the there's a few guys in the community. We love this movie, don't we, guys? It's one of the best war movies ever. And, you know, he's supposed to be a villain in the movie, but every real fucking guy knows that, listen, yeah, he's brutal. And, yeah, he's ruthless. And, yeah, he's a little murdery. But Sergeant Barnes is like, that's who you want. If you want to win wars, that's kind of who you need. You know? It's kind of he's a little unhinged, but hey, I mean, multiple deployments will do that. Do you want to win or do you want to feel good about yourself? You don't get to do both. Okay? It's war. Do you want to win or do you want to feel good about yourself? You know, you feel like a piece of shit forever, but you win so your children don't have to go through that. That's how that works. OK, so you just put that in a box and leave that home because you're not going into any kind of combat situation coming home feeling like a good person. That's just not how it works. Sorry. You can lie to it. Trust me. Hopefully you don't. Hopefully no one. You either already know what I'm talking about or you never will. I hope it stays that way. But this movie rules.
Y'all know about killing?
So in Platoon, he's not popular, old Barnsey. And they're talking about murdering him. They're all sitting around talking shit about it, like, let's just fucking, waste him, basically. And he knows they don't like him. He knows they hate him. So he's like, fine, fuck it. I'll just go fight them all right now. And he just walks into their little tent and...
Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
Everybody's all quiet all of a sudden.
You smoking shit so to escape from reality? Me, I don't need this shit. I am reality. There's the way it ought to be, and there's the way it is. Lice was full of shit. Lice was a crusader. Now, I got no fight with any man that does what he's told. And when he don't, machine breaks down. And when the machine breaks down, we break down. And I ain't gonna allow that. Many of you. Not one.
Just a human skull with a candle on it.
Y'all love lies. You want to kick ass. Yeah. Well, here I am, all by my lonesome. And ain't nobody gonna know. Six you boys against me. Kill me. I shit on all you.
And Charlie Sheen takes a run at him, but it doesn't go his way. But, I didn't even get that. It's disappointing, highly disappointing. And then they acted like, oh, yeah, they ran us. Oh, we chased them away. Yeah, we chased the one lone man and his 100-pound girlfriend away. No, we stayed longer than we wanted to, actually. I was due to pick up my children. We had places to be, so unfortunately we couldn't stay and play any longer. We had to go home. Yeah, but that's the world they live in. And they're on the stage telling people I'm a terrorist and I'm a known criminal, actually. I've never been convicted of a crime. Ever. And all of the ones I was charged with were proven to be completely bullshit, actually. It was open court. You could have came at any time. Media could have come at any time. They didn't. They stayed away and said nothing after reporting for years about how much of a bad criminal terrorist person I am. Inciting hatred like that crowd against me. And they will say that I'm the one fomenting hatred. It's demonstrably the opposite, isn't it? Now, I'd like you to produce for me a list, and it should be easy, and it should be extensive, of all of the violence that either myself or my friends and associates have visited upon anyone at all. I'll just wait here until you come up with that. I realized I muted myself. I said, oh, you don't have anything? You guys can lip read. You know me that by now. You know that by now. You know what I said. It's all telepathic bigotry anyway. Lose Views says the table dance was epic even though it was done on a picnic table. I tried. CRJ is now saying I'm a super chat denialist. And he says, bring your dance mittens and some vagina bandages after I KO you in the first seconds. Red equals scene. It's all I saw. Well, that does it. That settles it. Because I was trying to narrow down, like, which one of the guys am I going to fight out there on this trip? It's you. Congratulations. It's you. And Justice for Fathers says, fuck you, Phil. Phil, you're not making friends? What are you and I Don't Care Bear getting up to? You're pissing people off. Where'd he go? Sergeant Rock, how you doing, man? He says, is that the rage hotline for those clowns hiding behind their masks is about the same as the keyboard warrior hiding in mom's basement? It's... They're only emotions. They don't... You know the thing that separates humans from animals is that man is supposed to have intellect, which can... is supposed to drive the bus. You have emotions, you understand them, you appreciate them, you consider them. At the end of the day, this is what separates us from the animals. And we are the men, and they are... You know, goblin people. They're animals. They're animals. Ryan Triple G, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. He says, hey, gun bomb, knife, rope. PETN, crime refused, money laundering, tax avoidance, Canadian annexation sabotage. It's a lot of Fed posting in one chat there. They're going to be on to you.
We gotta get him. We gotta stop these people with their,
you know. I just wanted to prove a point, and I knew exactly what was going to happen, and it went exactly the way I thought it would. And yeah, thanks. Thanks for being easier to play than an automatic piano. You know. Could you imagine? If, I mean, there are no such characters on the other side that would ever have the stones to do anything even remotely like that. But imagine we have like 100 people somewhere and they just stroll in there, basically, you know, and we just fucking attacked them in full view of the police. How many years do you think I'd get in prison? I would definitely not get bail. I'm a dangerous militia commander, remember? I'm going to be ordering reprisal hits. I won't have phone privileges in jail because, you know, he could be calling in more attacks. Our enemies are entirely captured by a mental fantasy world that does not exist. And as funny and as amusing as that has been over the years, it is no longer tolerable. Because it has, in the recent years, not just this week, but in this last several years, moved over the line into real world violence and harm. These people are terrorists, and they will be treated as such! You cannot do this kind of stuff to people forever and not have anything happen. And I promise you, something is gonna happen. Okay? And I'm looking forward to it. Nothing that has happened over the past 5 years has done a thing to dissuade me or rattle my viewpoint and go, wait a minute, maybe I'm not on the money here. No, it's actually been the opposite. It has just become clearer and more obvious, and the landing zone just gets bigger and bigger with every week, every passing week. I don't think any of these people know how close they are to destroying themselves. The blissful ignorance of that must just be, it is not, they are going to be not in a good place mentally when the worm turns on this one, because they have a mental breakdown. If I exist, you know, no one's even trying to hurt them. No one's even trying to. At most, some people are mean to them on the internet. That's the extent, and they are acting as though they are in a besieged, neighborhood of Sarajevo. They're literally in Palestine right now. Another thing I thought was really funny about this rally, this anti-hate rally, which was full of hate and violence and threats and everything, death threats and abuse and fucking shoving women, and yeah, good job, guys. Good job, criminals. Did you know that it's doubly, or is it way more? The time you get for an offense while wearing a mask, it's called concealing your identity in the commission of an offense. And it's a very serious one. It's like you could get a lot of time. So, you know. Hopefully nobody ever finds out who you are in the future. Hopefully you trust everybody around you, and hopefully there's no such thing as any infiltrators anywhere in your neck of the woods. We know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends. A lot more than you want to admit, but I think deep down you know that's true. You see all the comments on social media. You see how many people support what we're doing. We sell tickets, thousands of people. They show up. We can't fit more of them in the venues. What do you got? You know, state money. Basically forcing a LARP down the throats of children that nobody really wants to stand around in your pajamas. Your side is the philosophy of quantity, numbers. Quality, not so much. Not a lot of vetting or screening goes on there. And as the bigger your entity becomes, the more susceptible to infiltration it is, especially when you're so welcoming and tolerant of so many different kinds of people. So, all I'm saying is, yeah, we got spies. And I'm not going to burn them because I know a couple of fun things, because that's not what you do with spies. You leave spies like ticks, like deeply embedded, and you just have this information and knowledge to use to your advantage if and when it makes sense to do so. But you don't ever reveal that you have said tick or spy or any, like, because then they'll look for them. Then they might find them. And if you, you know, get someone's identity or address or student, What is it? Like the student, like the number of the numbers they gave to students at universities, you know. Say someone got a hold of that stuff. If I just immediately put that on the internet, they'll narrow down where that came from and who probably told them that. And then, that spy won't be able to tell you way more interesting things in the future about those people. So, And it's really remarkable how easy it is. These people have such low self-esteem. They are easily dude, if you send any halfway attractive women anywhere around them and they act like they're kind of interested, it's like dominoes. It's like they're like those dogs that just lay down on their backs and put their legs up and go, you know. It's the most attention they've ever had from a woman in their life. You know, they all get mad at each other. They're all after her, you know, but they're all low testosterone and timid and, you know, no idea. She's playing the game. Like, so funny. Yeah.
No one would ever pretend to be an...
Oh, no. We don't have superior emotional control and commitment to, you know, work ethic and... No, you're right. I'm just making stuff up. I'm not sure what I want them to believe, but... It really doesn't matter, but... I don't know which one's worse. Which... Neither mindset is good for them to have. If they think I'm lying, that's bad. If they believe me, that's also bad. There's not, I don't know. But, you know, I'm... Upsack! Yeah. That's the problem. Like, you gotta hide. You guys have shit to hide. We don't. We don't at all. You know how many, the government's got, like, I have three of them here. Look at these are all, look how many phones I've had to go, this is all from seized phone, I just get another phone. That's a SIM card from another phone, I don't even know where that one is. Like, I have a collection of phones now I've had returned from different places and agencies and like, they have everything. For years, they got this computer, they cloned it when they fucking raided my family home back in 22. It's the same one. But, oh, you got to throw all that stuff. I'm not doing anything illegal. I don't. There's nothing to hide. There's no one's hiding anything. That concept is just completely alien and insane to them. Because they actually are, you know, they're terrorists. They're criminals. They're bad people. And they mean people harm. And they will inevitably work up the courage to do something worse. And, Once the tolerance runs out for this behavior, and it will, and it runs out faster when there is any kind of momentum going in the other direction, people just are right in there. The world's funny like that. I've kind of watched and studied or observed this kind of, I don't know if it's a phenomenon or what, through history. But like many of you, I'm sure you, like I mentioned earlier, when you get to this point, like what is it going to take? When does it turn? Because we're aware of periods in history where people go, okay, that's it. Well, I guess we're fighting now. How does it, what is required for that change in, you know, what is it? And when you look at these different historical examples and events and stuff, people point to this thing or that thing or whatever. It was the Boston Tea Party. But it was never just that. It was never just like Antoinette. It was never just, there was sometimes decades of bullshit leading up to that point, and then it is, it's like I used this metaphor before and I'll use it again because I just think it makes so much sense. Because we are all like our fathers, aren't we? And they are like theirs. So collectively, we're all kind of, we're just very similar. And I think the old caricature or kind of trope or stereotype, whatever, of, you know, dad is accurate here. where, you know, kids are making a lot of noise, getting real out of control, behaving badly. And dad's just trying to read the paper, you know? This is back in the olden days before everybody was glued to an existential crisis rectangle. You know? The 90s, maybe, 80s or something. But maybe for modern contemporary times, maybe he's on he's doom scrolling Instagram. Regardless, ignores it. He doesn't like it. It's irritating. It's frustrating. And he really wants them to smarten up and start, you know, he knows that they are taking advantage of his non-reaction. It's not that he can't and isn't capable. It's just not worth it so far. But the aggravation builds, the frustration builds, the patience thins, and eventually, if there's a flashpoint, say it's been this ongoing for a few hours now, he's trying to make some work calls, he's doing whatever, it's getting close, they're supposed to be in bed by now, I don't know what they're doing, and then smash! Something gets destroyed, something expensive sounding. That's when the phone goes down and the newspaper gets folded up. And now you went from dad doesn't care, seemingly, to dad's in murder mode and we're in big trouble. He's really mad now. It just came out of nowhere. It didn't come out of nowhere. It had been building for hours, and you failed to recognize that his declining patience is not the same thing as inability to fucking deal with you. They're not the same thing. And what you're starting to see is people run out of patience, and it's going to keep happening. Because all of the things making them lose patience, there is no sign of any of it stopping in the next 10 years. This is locked in. This is happening. The people living in this fantasy world where this can go on forever and nothing's ever going to happen, and we just got to censor the internet, and we just get it. You're standing around camping in a park. There's a hurricane an hour away, and you're like, nah. No, it's not days away and may shift course. It's already dark outside. It's done. We are past. We've crossed the Rubicon, fella. The cork has been popped. The toothpaste isn't going back in the tube now. Okay. You killed a lot of people. You bankrupted a lot of people. You've split families apart. You've driven half of the nation insane and the other half to despair. These are not small things. These are not small problems to fix. And no one in charge, no one approaching, occupying, or even in the orbit of inheriting any kind of power or responsibility that could maybe possibly shift something in a better direction, none of them are even remotely capable, nor do they even understand what the problems are. They're entirely self-interested for their own career ambitions. There is no reason to assume or think that this is not going to happen. The opposite is true. I don't see why it won't. It's just a matter of time, and it's only going to take a couple more of these. Austin Metcalf. Let's talk about that one for a minute. I did a little bit last week, but 17-year-old kid murdered because diversity. The black kid that stabbed him in the heart and killed him because he asked him to move out of his seat that he had taken. He had a GoFundMe for $1 million, and I think they've made $1 million or something like that by now. Certainly it was over $100,000 when they first saw it. Because he's a victim somehow, as a murderer. You may remember that GoFundMe took down Kyle Rittenhouse's defense fund. Because what did they say? We don't allow fundraising for people accused of committing violent crimes. That's what they said. And yet, LJ, his is doing great. Strange, right? People are way more conscious to this epidemic of
kill the white folks and nobody cares. Everyone look the other way. It doesn't matter. And then put them in prison forever if they even attempt to defend themselves. Remember those guys? Where were they? Carol, the jogger? They just shot an innocent jog. They made it sound like this guy was just out for a jog and these two racist guys killed him. Their properties were being burglarized routinely. So they form their own little neighborhood watch and see this guy jogging through their neighborhood, going through the worksite and buildings. He's the burglar. He's the thief. They go to approach him, to confront him. He grabs one of their weapons, which is a that is... In this situation, if you're in a standoff and you have a weapon drawn on somebody and they attempt to take it from you, there is a 99% chance that if they get it from you, they're also going to shoot you with it. That's how it goes. So if someone's trying to take it from you, you can be pretty sure they're not there to be friends, okay? So they shoot the guy and kill him. And they're doing life in prison now. That's just what Cannon Hinnant I mentioned last week. 3-year-old boy shot in the face. Was that on national TV? No, it wasn't. But a lot of this has been happening. Lake and Riley, a lot more attention's coming around to it now. Even Tucker Carlson's talking about it to his massive audience, 100 million people. Joe Rogan's mentioning a little bit. It's getting around. And when these things keep happening, the sensitivity level is now higher and it's felt and seen and reacted to by more people. So as this continues to happen, eventually it will just be the last one for whatever set of circumstances. It'll be some celebrity's kid, or it'll be some particularly heartbreaking set of circumstances. There'll be something extra about it that is just, this cannot go on. And it will pop everything else. And people will think, oh, it just happened out of nowhere. It didn't happen out of nowhere. It started decades ago, and that's how long it takes, because that's how much patience we have. That's how good we are, that we will endure that much bloodshed. And it's not a benefit. I don't think it's a positive trait. I think it's something that needs to be taught and educated to our children about, and trained to control properly, because as we obviously know, it can be taken advantage of. This suicidal altruism and this extremely powerful sense of empathy that our enemies have been able to manipulate, to use, to make us hurt ourselves for decades and decades. It's wearing off, but at a cost of what? But it wouldn't be possible if we weren't good people, so good that we'll endure terrorist attacks and murders and rapes and human trafficking, all of this stuff, because not everybody's a terrible person. We can't just affix the whole group to the, we can't just. So the choice is do nothing and let it continue, or, you know, do something uncomfortable. There it is again. There's that thing I just talked about. You're going to have to do something that you're not going to feel very good about, or you can lose. Fortunately, that's where we are, and that's where our enemies have put us, hoping that we are now too weak to overcome that sense of, this is just too hardcore. I can't. I don't want to do this. That's no. There's got to be some other way, isn't there? Could have been. Those options are dwindling by the day. So it's going to come down to, well, this is going to suck, or just let it happen, and maybe your family and your children or somebody around you can be victims next time. And it'll just keep happening and keep happening and keep happening and keep happening and keep happening. And you're just going to sit there with your ears plugged and the pillows, covers pulled up over your eyes, and, you know, the TV on, and just la, 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 la. It's not happening. It's not happening. Yeah, you can just keep doing that until one day, if you're lucky enough, you get to be old and then you die. And you spent your whole life hiding from something that only ever got worse. Or you can do the math and accept reality and have to get involved and do, you know, get your hands dirty and not feel great about everything, but better me than my children, isn't it? Why? So they don't have to. So they don't have to deal with any of this. That's generally the hope. That's why every dad who loves his children cares about the future of the world that they live in around them. They're not just checked out and focused on sports ball and not. That's not a good father. Because the children can't protect themselves. They can't advocate for themselves. They don't even know what to advocate for. They don't know. They just assume everything's under control. I remember being a kid, 10 years old. You don't know what's going on out there. You just assume everything's fine. Guess what? Your parents are probably doing the same thing. A lot of people's are. I assume everything's under control. Is that a reasonable position to have these days? So let's just want to explore this for a minute, because I don't know how many, what the percentage is of men certainly walking around are still under the impression that everything's fine. Nothing alarming is going on in regards to the trajectory of society, the stability of the country, opportunities and cost of existing and so on. I don't know what the numbers are. I think they've got to be pretty high by now of people that are starting to at least notice a little bit something maybe wrong. So now that you know that, why do you not feel like it's even at all remotely your responsibility to try to get involved to help fix that? Because it took previous generations, the whole community in town, city, country, maybe even to get us to where we are today. And a lot of guys are content to just hope somebody else will figure it out and I won't have to do anything. I'm going to hide under the covers with my ears plugged, with the TV on and the curtains closed, la 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 la, and hope some other guys sort it out. Because I want to hide. I don't want to have to be called names or have people draw a very fucked up and not even correct swastika in chalk on my driveway. That would be too much to bear. Like how is anyone afraid of these people? It's a mob of children. It's Lord of the Flies. Morgan and I were laughing one night. She said, I just had this, like this, the idea is just too funny to me. And it just seems like it almost could happen in Canada. If you had like a bunch of dudes picture, like 100, 200 or 300, maybe a few hundred guys. And they're all just like between like 30 and 50. A lot of strong mustaches, you know, but they're not the guys we have today. They're like the average kind of blue collar, you know, worker dad from the 70s. They worked on oil rigs and they're farmers and they're lobster fishermen and, you know, all these guys. And they don't have weapons. They're just in their regular people clothes. But they're very serious. They've folded up the newspaper and put the phone down and now they're mad. And they just walked in. They just walked into Parliament. They just walked into the Prime Minister's office and they're like, let's go. Get out. Get your shit and let's go. You're all done. Get out of here right now. Oh, excuse me. No. Shut up. Get your shit. Let's go. And he's looking around and it's just like 25 dudes, just huge forearms. They're all covered in blister. So they clearly haven't even had time to get washed from work yet. They're just like, it's like everybody's pissed off 44-year-old father who's just done two nights on back shift and didn't make it home in time for the liquor store. And now he's like, I just, you know, that energy in that room. And they just tell everyone, get out. I think there's a 50-50 chance that would work. It would be the fastest and, most efficient coup in history. So what happened to the Canadian government? Well, a bunch of angry dads showed up and that was just, they just went home. They just sent all the kids to bed without supper. And that was that. They just brought that ultra serious Like, I brought you into the world. I can take you out right now. You know, that feeling when your dad is furious and you're like 8 years old, that would overtake the building. And I feel like they would just start packing up their things and look, hurry up, go faster. You know, people start helping them. Doings would definitely be there. He just starts ripping pages out of their books, just like in the movie. Give me that. He's just destroying things for no reason. Oh, what's that? Starts breaking their pencils. Oh, that sucks. It's just soft bullying to scare them, make them go back. It's like, I don't want to hurt anybody, but I'm really contained. I'm really not in a good mood. Well, these fucking pens can get broken. Snap. There, I feel 1% better. I bought 5 more minutes, maybe, before somebody goes to jail. Like, you know. Guy just pushes a chair for no reason. They look over like, what kind of idiot? He's like 6'7". He just gently shoved it a little bit. They're like, what was that? He's like, I just twitched. That twitch could kill a man, but you guys got to hurry up. You got to get out. You got to get out of here fast. News comes on. They're like, oh, there's something happening in Parliament. There's a bunch of politicians just leaving. They're like crying, like when kids with their parents are mad at them. Holding like their binders, their pages are falling out onto the grass, blown in the wind. They're trying to pick them up. Excuse me, Cabinet Minister. Can you tell me what's going on? They just run away. They look over. There's another guy. Bald guy, goatee, standing in the doorway. Hey! Get off the lawn! And they go, then CBC runs away. And she's not wrong. She touched on it, and I was like, subconsciously, instinctively, we know that it is a critical lack of masculine energy in that whole place, that whole city, it's
toxic masculine.
There is none. There is no masculine energy anywhere in this country at any level at all. There's zero. There's none. So if you went in there with an actually like a toxic amount, like Sean Strickland is there, you know, like those are the guys who show up and they're just like pushing people. Marco keeps trying to pick up his fucking binder and Strickland's like, where are you going? Hey, what's wrong? Huh? Whoa. Hey, buddy. Oh, geez. You keep falling down. Oh, let me help you. Oh, fuck. Oh, you okay? Canada, how did you remove the occupation? Bullying. A lot of bullying. We just got some guys and just, you know, just bullied them a little bit. Well, not even that much, just a little bit. You know? PP tried to scramble to put his glasses back on. Somebody took them and threw them out on the lawn. Go get them!
Come on, Anita, let's get out of here.
She's like, actually, I'm going to stay with them. She belongs to that giant guy now. I don't know what to tell you. You can't get cucked like that in front of your wife and expect her to respect you. Dark day for the former regime. It could work. A toxic masculinity bomb could neutralize that burn. That is what we have. We have a fundamental lack. It's like when you listen, you don't have enough vitamin D. Right? The women know exactly what I'm talking about. You're low on vitamins. You don't even have vitamin D. You get sick. You get fucked up. So what we need, we've got a shortage. Levels are low. The blood test came back. Guess what? Blood test came back. And guess what? You tested negative. No, it's not a good thing. You tested negative for vitamin D, the big kind. So we're going to fix that. We're going to get the biggest D, vitamin D supplement you've ever seen. I don't know how many. It's going to be a lot of D. An experimental amount. A scientifically unsafe amount of D. And we're just going to ram it right into Parliament. We're just going to shove it in there And we're just going to see if the medicine works. And I think it will. That's right. Well, Dick 69 is going to be here to administer your inoculation. It's time to trust the science, everybody. It's time to do your part. To roll up those sleeves and put those elbows down and drop those trousers and put those asses up, Canada. Okay? It's time to trust this science. Bite down on this. It won't hurt as much. The Netflix adaptation of How Canada Was Saved is oddly... You'd expect it would be a violent, you know, confrontation, but it was oddly... It was very sexual, but in an intimidating and disturbing way. And nobody really wants to deal with it. So everybody just looked away. You know? It's like an uncomfortable scene at a house party. Everyone's just swirling their drinks and not looking at it. Fucking the new Canada's just sitting there, naked, smoking a cigar, drinking Jack Daniel's whiskey, looking like Sergeant Barnes, just... What? And everyone will just go back to the everything will just go back to the way it was. And by Monday, it won't even be talked about. The last 30 years, we just won't even acknowledge it. That was the before times. Everybody needed their medicine, so we gave it to them. This place needs is a better class of vitamin. I'm gonna give it to them. Ah. I saw somebody say Dick 69 in the chat. So whoever that was, congratulations. That's I took that cue. Some people are probably like, I wonder if he saw what I said. And sometimes, yes, sometimes that is what happens. I like to keep you guessing. Alex Wood says, yo, here's my new short episode just for you and the Dags. Oh, okay. Well, I'll break my one rule. I'm going to make you break your one rule. Is this tonight? Did you make this today? Oh, no, this is from a different stream. Okay, so it's like, I thought I was wearing the same thing. I'm gonna blind like it. I don't even know what it says. I'm going to blind like and blind retweet this. This is how much faith I'm putting in you. Let's see. Whatever this is. Okay, I got to give you the full screen because he's changed some of the softened butter. You pour brown sugar. Great, lots of stuff about sugar down here. It's not the same font that I use, so obviously this is an impersonation, but let's see where this goes.
I fucking hate it when Morgan adds raisins to chocolate cookies.
True.
But I'm a good cook.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I know she loves me, and I love her too, but damn, what kind of twisted human being would put raisins in chocolate cookies?
This is real so far.
I couldn't even do that to my worst enemy. It's mental illness. It's sick. So, I know she's trying to please me with recipes from her home country because, in case you didn't know, she's from Hawaii. And it's not like I've never brought it up. I've been telling her every day for the last 3 years we've been together, and I tell her over and over again, stop doing that. But she keeps jamming those fucking raisins into my cookies again and again. While my friends get nice meals prepared by their wives, they all come to laugh at me, saying how they control their wives, and how they're the kings of their castles, and how they fucking love it. Well, fuck you. Fuck you. You're not my friends. I hope you fucking die. Fuck you. What, you think I'm gonna cry? Oh, no, poor me.
Oh my god, it's so fucking...
No, I won't. I won't cry. Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you and your wife, who certainly knows how to bake perfect chocolate cookies with the right ingredients, while mine fails to match what everybody does. And I see your comments in the chat right...
Morgan. Alex Woods is making fun of us. Mostly me, but... You give me the finger or him? Okay. Morgan's giving you the finger from far away. We're gonna continue the clip. Why? What did I do? I'm defending you. Jesus Christ. Well, maybe I'm on his side now. I don't know. Let's see where this goes.
Now, telling me to stop that I'm overreacting. Go tribe and train it. It's going to make you strong. Fuck you. Raisins taste like shit. Hey, Morgan, I know what you can do. Hey, why don't you add some fucking radishes to my cookies next time? Or maybe try that. Have you tried adding some cucumber? Hey, why don't you add corn for the flavor?
What?
You know, all men have their breaking point.
That's true.
Oh. And she knows I'm allergic to raisins.
Not true.
And yet she continues to add more each time. I don't know what, but I feel she's planning something.
Definitely true. You can never be too safe, you know? I know what it's like. We're bigots. We're unpredictable monsters. There's no such thing as safety around here. I can't believe they let us out of jail. The amount of people we've killed. Dagweem says, thank you, Lord, for not making me as gay as Antifa. Amen. I think they actually turn people gay. No, I don't believe that that's what... I think they were... I don't want to get too graphic, but something was done to them, and then that's why they lean that way. What are you doing now? Where are you going? Tina? Oh, Tina. Yeah, thanks, Tina. Thanks for all this free weed, Tina. What a jerk. Thank you, Tina. Intrusive Thoughts says that old infantry line about breaking their will before they are even able to fight. It's, hey... There's very sound reasons for doing that, because win without fighting, you don't lose anybody. You it's 100, you know, no losses, total victory. Hey, Chinese are a big fan of it, and they're doing a good job with that. Jen Steen says, you need to leave the East Coast. It's not gay out here. It's kind of gay. I was there. It's been gay. I'll be out there soon. All spring, all summer. I'll be all over the place. Again. I've traveled the country multiple times now with public appearances announced weeks or months in advance. That's not enough. They won't. Then I have to go to their events and they still don't. I don't know. I wonder if it, do they know, like, there's probably actually going to be, like, serious fighting in the future. That's a very high probability. Like, not fake, kind of like the tickle blitz you guys did. I mean, like, you know. You are not ready for that. Jay Bird says, I remember when there used to be Shakespeare in the park. Now it's devolved into shaking queers in the park. They shout mantras because that's the closest thing they'll get to being anything manly. They're not that. That's for sure. That's for sure. Mika Shrednick says, subscribed for $5. Thanks, man. Hey, you've been around a long time. How you doing? Jen Steen says, if you touch CRJ in an inappropriate way, again, you deal with me. I'm going to be dropping him right on his head on top of you. And then I'm going to eat a lemon meringue pie on both of your unconscious, incapacitated, tied up, and greased up bodies. Why are you greased up? You'll see. Zebek's Demise says, GoFundMe took it down. It is Give Send Go that kept the fundraiser, the poor blanket. GoFundMe did take it down, but Give Send Go kept it up. Interesting. Jen Steen says, I told you to keep your distance. Well, I'm not. I'm not keeping my distance. I'm going. You know exactly what's going on. Lose views, table dance. I read that one. 613 guy says, you yell like a drill instructor. Tell me your army. Don't tell me. That's just in the family. You know, that's just in there. But it definitely helped. It definitely helped to have many examples to refine, you know, that. The Reverend Chad says, I'm in retard land. What do white people have to do to make sure we don't go extinct? Well, stay away from left-wing institutions. Keep your children away from them. Homeschool your kids. Have lots of kids and homeschool them. Find other like-minded people to kind of like click up with to mutually kind of support and defend each other, because that will become critical in the near future as well. And yeah, that's pretty much as far as you can go for now. Try to make yourself healthier and stronger and more useful for today and in the future. Plan long-term. Think long-term. Think 10 years. How are you going to get through the next 10 years? What would you need to protect or achieve, etc.? A lot of people are just living in week to week, month to month, and those are the ones that don't, you know. Kind of just rolling the dice and hoping that everything works out for them. But if you're not taking any kind of proactive effort in your own future, it's hard to feel bad for you, you know? And if it's hard for people to feel bad for you, do you think the universe will? God will. Tan and Curious says, keep up the great work. Merch is awesome, and we'll be ordering more soon. Thanks, man. We don't think we have anything for sale right now because the site's being rebuilt and redesigned. And we'll get it out soon. After the movie, which is on, it's in, we're working on it. As soon as I know about it, you'll know. Jensen says, CRJ, you hear this shit, get the gold page ready. Yeah, apparently they're going to blow me up with the page. I don't know. They make all kinds of threats, these guys. These guys are just as bad as Antifa. All the stuff they're going to do, they don't mean any of it. What else? All right. Let's, is there other stuff to talk about, probably? What time is it? We almost done? Almost run out of time? Oh, I'm getting there. I almost stay up too late. I might do it a little bit earlier tonight because it's, I started late and stupid, all that stupid Trantifa crap. But that's the kind of people they are. Very easy to demonstrate that. And there's a lot more. Yeah, somebody said it was a longer, Morgan's Twitter page has, I think, like 25 minutes or something. And there's, you know, I guess a lot, a few dozen of those videos from different angles people have sent to us. Very Civil War themed kind of stuff here. But like I said, this is what's kind of happening everywhere, and more people are realizing it. We actually just got in touch. I didn't personally, but the thing you tell everybody isn't real and doesn't exist did. This young fella, 19. Do you know why he's interested? You know what kind of planted some ideas in his head? Well, his aunt and his grandmother actually referred him our way. Her daughter was murdered by one of these wonderful people we just had to have here. And yeah, that has a profound effect on someone and their family and all the surviving members of that family. And wow, it's happening with quite a frequency, you know? And you could pretend, you know, I didn't see that in the news, I didn't, but it did happen to those people, didn't it? And they are never going to forget that. And their friends and their community and everybody around there. And even if 95% of them.
Yes, Daddy, government. This is not about race. Make sure no hate. Send money to Israel. But
5% of them aren't going to buy it. And every time this happens, it creates more, it creates more, it creates more. And again, it's just going to. It's more people. The more people that it's created, the more people that will notice, the more people are sensitive to it. When it comes up, the more people echo and repeat and share the message, and on and on and on it goes until one day Dad folds up the newspaper. But you don't understand that. So Frisco, Texas, was a rising football star stabbed to death during what police say was an altercation. 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony stabbed and killed 17-year-old Austin Metcalf during a track meet at a stadium Wednesday morning. Stabbed in the heart directly in front of his friends and twin brother, who tried to save him. However, Austin was believed to have bled out in his brother's arms before being pronounced dead at an arena hospital. 10 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. Why not murder somebody because you felt like it? Anthony flew into a rage and attacked Metcalf after he had told he'd been sitting in the wrong seat. Mm-hmm. It's the two twins there. Talked about this last week where the dad, you know. This is how powerful this poison is. This lure and seduction of easy. Of convenience. Because at first, it seems like it's okay. But this is how it works. You don't just come up to a totally sober person who's got it all together and say, hey, let's do heroin. And they'll go, sure, that doesn't happen. There needs to be a progression. There needs to be a story, you know. People don't find themselves in those positions just all of a sudden for no reason. It's like how the media lies to people or how the state lies. They lie by omission. By just not mentioning certain things, only mentioning certain other things. And it has a ring of truth to it because it is technically partially true. So people are, you know, it's easier to just believe that. And it seems like it's probably, okay, good enough for me. Yeah, I'm just going to go with that. Right? What's the harm? Well, what if you do that 10,000 times? If you're a little bit off 10,000 times, how far off are you now? Because when you're, you know, doing land navigation, for example, like in life, you should stop and check every once in a while. Make sure you're going the right direction. Make sure you're on the right path. You're hitting your waypoints. Timing's all good. And you're not just blindly marching off in one direction for a really long time. And you're pretty sure this is the right way. You're pretty sure. It might be a little off, but it's not a big deal. Well, if you're 5% off in 10 hours, how off are you now? You're not 5% off. You're 50% off. Now you're really going the wrong way. 10 more hours, you're going back. You're going the other way now. The more you commit to it, the easier, you know, it almost gets harder and harder to get out of. These people commit to these ideas and the energy of them, and it starts to pull them in with their empathy. With, you know, you get to feel like a good person. You get to feel like a morally superior person, which is what? It's attractive and what people want. We want to be good people. We want to be the good guy. We want, right. So here, just all you got to do is believe this or say that or support this and so on. Just let them bake the cake, right? Just bake the cake. I'm not asking for the world, just bake the cake. That's how it starts. Where are we at now? In Canada, there's comedians being given $50,000, $100,000 fines for making jokes that, you know, the alphabet soup and brains people find offensive. And we got there because, just accept a little bit of fuckery. And I think the thinking on our part, or those people's part, the good people, is that it's a little bit, it's not that big of a deal, you know, and then it'll be over. That's the problem. It is never over. They always want more because they're driven by the spirit of evil and malevolence. They will never stop. It will never stop. Never, ever, 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 ever. As long as there is life on this planet, it will not stop trying to extinguish it. That's what it does. It's the spirit of what it does. That's what has encaptured these people. That's why they're sick. They're mentally ill. They're physically ill. Their environment is destroyed and disgusting. They're visibly in distress. Everything that they do results in more degradation, more entropy, more ruin. That's where all of it goes. That's the spirit that drives it. That's what is behind. That's the hand on that steering wheel. It's got a big claw. That's what's driving them. They're pro-war. They're pro-war. How did that happen? Right? There's no left and right. There's just sanity and the pit. That's what's left. And as it progresses, people will have to choose. It's the chasm is widening. It's like in those earthquake movies where the ground splits open and people's like, you're going to have to pick. You're going to jump or run or not. You know, you're running out of time to figure out which side you're on before it's too late. You're pot committed and you're stuck on that side now. And that's not because anybody on our side, that's not what we wanted. It's what they made impossible to avoid. Because they would never stop. There was never enough. They had to keep taking. They had to keep canceling, destroying, whitewashing, erasing, suppressing, punishing. Getting reparations, you know? It's never going to be enough until there's nothing left. Because that's what it does. Many times I've had this thought and repeated it, or because, you know, I read it somewhere and thought, this is a very profound observation about the spirit of things. And by spirit, I mean the nature of things, of a person, of a country, a people, an animal, anything, a machine, you know, a machine doesn't have a spirit, but why it is that way. People are a certain way as individuals, as groups, communities, countries, you know, all kinds of different kind of versions, bigger and smaller, but they have a spirit to them. And in the Second World War, the precursor to the CIA was the OSS. He said one of the strategies that they developed for determining what the Germans were up to, because they couldn't really get a lot of information before the Enigma was cracked. The spies weren't very effective. It was hard to know what was going on in there because they ran a tight ship. It was hard to know what was going on in the old Reich Hall. Couldn't get a lot of info in there. So what they were doing was when they couldn't understand what they were doing, they would look at the results of what they were doing after the fact and go, that must have been the intention of what, why they did this is because that's what they wanted to have happen. Because I mean, they're the ones making the decisions, aren't they? So the spirit that's driving that is, it's the same thing. What are the results of what these people are doing and creating? Do we live in a more peaceful world? Do we live in a more secure, friendly, happy, hopeful environment that's been run and managed exclusively by people like this for decades? Is it better or worse? Because I said the movie my children and I went to watch after the battle of Chuck and Sullivan's Pond there, it was Apollo 13. And regardless of what you think about it, I don't care. At that point in history, we were thinking about doing things like that. The professionalism and the level of humanity and courage and ingenuity and morale, it was just all so much superior to how it is today. I'm sorry, I can't say, and I wouldn't say that anything is better now than it was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. It's just been getting progressively worse in the sense that people are suffering more than they've ever been. The lights are dimmer. The future is bleak. Stress is high. Anxiety, depression, drug use, alcoholism, suicide, all of it very, 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 very high. Now we're pro-war. We're pro-self-destruct. A spirit of death instead of one of life and creation, and we choose to go to the moon. Not because it's easy, but because it's hard. That kind of instead, in the many decades since, we've been destroying things, tearing things down, renaming this, getting rid of that. Like a teenaged woman who's like cutting herself. That's the spirit of what we have now. That's the spirit in the land. And all of the people in charge are content with it. There is no clamoring for any real change in any focused sense. No one really knows what the problem is, but they know they're suffering. They know they don't like it, and they just want it to go away. That's basically, if you could summarize the political beliefs of most people now, that's what it is. Don't ask them about any policy or position or left wing, right wing, you know, socialism, nationalism. This is nerd level scientist stuff compared to the average. They don't even have any idea what the fuck you're talking about. You just sound like a crazy person to them. Okay? If I was an astrophysicist or something and came in here and started going on about some complicated equation, you would just be like, I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. That's how you sound when you talk to normal people about any of this stuff. Their political education is, I don't like this. This sucks. I liked it before. I want to go back that way. That's it. That's where they're at. None of them know how to get there or do that, because all of the people saying that they can do that are lying to them. They can't, and they have no intention of it. They just want to keep the party going. They lie and lie and say, oh, yeah, we're going to give you that back. We're going to give you that back. Don't worry. You're going to get everything back. It's going to be better. We're going to make it great again. We're going to put Canada first. I've heard all this for 30 years. 30 fucking years, at least. Everything's been getting worse the whole time. And every time it's been getting worse, all the people in charge said, just let me have a turn and everything will get better like it was before. And it never is true. You guys hear about all the RFK blackmail? How'd that work out for you? Oh my God, the Israelis have him? No way. No way. And Trump. Trump pulled out his chair for daddy again today. Did you like that? The White House visit? I have that saved somewhere or not? Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, it does play right on the screen. Look at that. There he is. Make sure. Are you okay there, BB? I want to make sure you're comfy. There you go. Let me stand over here while you run the country, while you run America.
They're discussing tariffs.
Yes, they're just discussing tariffs and stuff, yeah. While the American military is just getting record high funding. Record-breaking defense budget. $1 trillion. $1 trillion. Because peace. Because you're investing. When the American military unveils a record budget, it's because you know peace is coming. The Americans, who have been at war perpetually, on average, less than every 10 years. So, you know, probably that's not what's happening. Probably we're going to have a big one. China's spending lots of money. So everybody is. We're going to war. It's coming. I've been kind of suspicious, and it felt like just in my, somehow, I always knew this was going to happen. Like, it's in my lifetime. We're going to do it. It's coming. And they're insane. They're insane people. They're crazy people. I think most people aren't crazy and aren't nuts that live in cults and believe in crazy stuff because they live in reality and they're just trying to survive and live on Kraft dinner and hot dogs and the generosity of others. And if you're white, you can go fuck yourself and die in Canada. But that's generally the situation for, you know, the average person. What they don't know, because they haven't had time to schizo research and look into these things, like me, because I had nothing else to do laying around on a busted leg for months and years, is that actually the people making these decisions are completely out of their fucking minds, and they believe in all kinds of crazy religious prophecy stuff. Like, not pretending. I mean, no, they believe it, okay? They believe that if they kill all these people and blow all this shit up, and slaughter the right colored kind of cow on top of some magic rocks at the right time and all that, then their Messiah will come. And I'm not making this up. This is what they believe. This is what Netanyahu believes. This is what the Likud party in Israel believes. And Israel runs America. And people are fine with this. What else did it say over here? The best of the Gentiles should be killed, even if we're not in a time of war. Good. Lots of killing people. Gentiles get the death penalty. Jews can kill and not get a death penalty. Sanhedrin 57a. Children of the Gentiles more closely related to donkeys and horses than to humans. That's nice. A Jew cannot marry a Gentile girl, but can take them captive in war and rape them if their evil inclination overcomes them. Okay, well, that makes sense because they did argue that it is their right to rape their prisoners and so on, and they had the big riots in Israel, so that's really not that surprising to read. Right about the bestiality stuff. Oh, this one's good. Sanhedrin 54b. There's no punishment for an adult man who penetrates a minor boy under 9 years and 1 day old. Well, that's good. They've drawn the line somewhere. That's good to know. This is who's deciding what goes on with the tax money, who gets invaded.
Why
we have to support? You have to Slava, you know, chosen people and so on. They steal nuclear weapons. They stole nuclear weapons from the United States after killing American officials, President Kennedy, his brother Bobby Kennedy. Lots of sailors on the USS Liberty, the terrorist attacks of 9/11. There's a lot, man.
Why in the world would the Dimona project, the Israeli nuclear program, which has never officially been admitted by anybody but Israel, what would that conceivably have to do with the assassination of JFK?
It relates to what Angleton was doing in 1963, okay? There were profound conflicts between Israel and the Kennedy White House over the nuclear program. Kennedy was pressing for on-site inspections, which the Israelis resisted because on-site inspections would have realized that they had a bomb-making program. So this was a real bone of contention between the Israeli government and the Kennedy administration in the summer of 1963, at a time when Angleton controlled the Oswald file. So just the juxtaposition of those facts means that everything about it should be on the public record.
Who cares about JFK? No one should care about JFK. Right, Ben. No one should care. They do. They should care about your Jewish friend's jewelry business that's been affected because of the tariffs, though, right, Ben? You can steal nuclear weapons. You can kill people. You can do all this stuff. How could they do that? How could they run America? Well, again, the Epstein, Maxwell, child sex slave trafficking, torture, tunnel, island blackmail, all of that. When you have life ruining blackmail on, you don't even need everybody. Just a few people in the right places, you can leverage them to do anything that you want them to do, because as much as maybe they don't want to pass that bill or vote for that or say this for their campaign speech, they're going to, because they're not going to want their kids and wife to find out that they fucked a 12-year-old on Epstein Island, are they? No, they're not. So they're going to do whatever they have to. Because that public shame is just, they'll kill someone before they let that get out. They've worked their whole lives for these political careers. They'll do anything to protect it. And that's the kind of people that are in power right now. That's how. It's been going on a very long time. The mafia has been doing it, and their mafia, they've been doing it a long time. This goes back to the 20s. People being brought to brothels and so on in places and secretly recorded and filmed and photographed and then used in blackmail operations to get leverage over mayoral candidates, police chiefs, judges, etc. It's not exactly the oldest trick in the book, but it's on page 2 or 3. Maybe 4. Maybe. Look, nobody agrees on anything in this day and age. It is very hard, isn't it? To get even a large number of people to agree on anything in just one city or town or country. In a place as contentious as professional politics, as greasy and as toxic as that world is, and of all the things that they throw stones at each other for and fight over, what are the odds that the establishment and its opposition in every country is staunchly pro-Israel? What are the mathematical odds of all of these people in all of these countries with all of these different cultures, histories, experiences, grievances, beefs, alliances, etc.? What is the mathematical statistical probability that all of these places would be staunchly pro-Israel just on the basis of statistics, factoring in for differences of opinion, different lifestyles, worldviews, and so on? Everybody. Pretty near damn everybody. What are the odds of that? Now let's consider, all right, Epstein Island did exist after we were told that's a conspiracy theory for about 10 years. People knew about it for at least 10 years. Then you've got Davos. Everyone's on the World Economic Forum and the Bilderberg. I mean, right. Well, did you know that all the high-end escort sites are booked right up those weekends, all over Europe, actually? And nobody knows what they talk about. Nobody knows what goes on in there. And it's got armed security. Journalists can't get in. No. Nobody goes in there. You just trust the politicians who rub shoulders with the Maxwells, the Epsteins, the child fuckers. They're friendly with them, and they're in pictures with them. Like Mark Carney is in pictures with Maxwell. The child fucker! Mark Carney's right there, you know. You just trust him. Trust the people who are friends with the child fuckers. That if there was anything alarming you, they would tell you about it. They just meet in secret behind closed doors. And everyone in the world agrees that Israel is the best and we should give them all of our money. And if we have to send all of our children to die on their behalf, that's a good idea, too. And that's the end of that. And if you question that, if you have any kind of suspicion or instinct or just, you know, I want to look into, I'm just going to probe this a little further. Guess what? You're an anti-Semite and that's illegal and you're going to jail now. And we're going to pass even more laws to make this even more deeply entrenched. Trump's doing it right now. First Amendment, bye. No, you can't. You're not allowed to say that about them. They're special. Oh, they're special, all right. You know why they're special? Because, well, there's videotapes. That's why they're special. That's the real reason. It's not because of your magic book. It's not because of any kind of desert stories. That has nothing to do with anything. The reason that they're so special and get whatever they want is because there's videotapes. That's why. I mean, it helps. You've got legions of devoted people that are just in a cult-like trance over things that just But the political leaders and people at the top, they don't really, it's all about give me stuff and things and power, and I don't really care how I get it. Yeah, they're on tape. And they will do anything to protect that career. And that's who gets selected. That's who gets approved to even run for these positions of any kind of real significance anyway. You don't get, they don't let you sit in one of their chairs if you're a rogue. Oh, he could just turn the guns on us. We're not going to allow that to happen. So we control it with money. We have all the money. You want to run for politics? You need lots of money. Where do you get the money? Well, you get it from the money people. Where does the money come from? And if you don't do what they want and say what they want and champion the causes they want, you don't get any money. And their money goes to the other guy who does say what they want. And he wins because everybody sees and hears and nice positive things about him because all that money went to his campaign on the radio, on TV, the traveling, the flights, the food, the staff, the volunteer. All that money went to all that. You didn't get anything. You're just all little old you. You're never going to win unless you start doing what he's doing, and you know, just to compete with them, because it's 5D chess, and the next thing you know, you're saying all the same shit they are, and then you get the money, and you don't want to lose the money, so you keep, and you start going down that ladder, and the next thing you know, you're just as bad as them, and you've been a professional politician for 20 fucking years, and you're not looking back now, and you're in too deep anyway. And even these deranged, unhinged, emotionally traumatized babies, you know, the left-wing goblin mob, they don't even see it. They had someone there. Half of the people there were doing the Palestine thing. And in the middle of it, somebody,
excuse me, I'm a huge victim. Let me tell you about how much of a victim I am. I had family in the Holocaust and I,
oh my God. Right? Poor Jews over here, free Palestine over there. It was interesting. They're so gutless. I do more to fight these people than any of you on the left. You don't do anything. You don't do a goddamn thing. Oh, you're blocking subways. You're annoying people and pissing them off. Nobody knows what you're talking about. All they know is they can't get to work now, and they're going to get in shit with their boss because a bunch of children are on the street blocking traffic. They attack me because I've been doing, well, what I've been doing tonight for 7 fucking years. And quite well. I'm quite good at it. If you had any sense in your head, you'd be on our team. But you don't. You're just a emotional child with no sense of self-responsibility or identity, or you're just a mess. You'd rather just be mad at whatever. It's easier to attack me than them because, well, they're actually powerful and they actually can do things to you. So let's LARP. Let's LARP. Let's try to make it look like we're here to fight against something. But really, we're just going to, you know, dogpile a random guy. And then say, we're fighting this. You're not. I am. You are the machine. You are the useful idiots for it. And you don't even see it at all. I was at a loss for words watching all these people and just sharing their, not even listening to each other. Just, I'm a victim. Yeah, me too. It was just a big circle jerk of how much the world owes them stuff because nobody knows how much they've suffered, you know. And that's the real reason they're involved in any of it is because they're kind of just narcissists and feel like the world should owe them some shit. And they're just losers. That's why communism and these kinds of ideologies appeal to losers, because it tells them that it's not their fault. This is the core difference. It's not their fault that they're losers. It's everyone else's. It's society's. It's the capitalists. It's the white man. It's the patriarchy. It's something out there. That's why everything sucks. And you should come with us and help us destroy everything. Because fucking all these things that made your life miserable, wasn't it? It was all these bigots. It was all these No, you're a loser and your life sucks because you're a loser. That's why your life sucks. You know why you're a loser? Because you can't look in the mirror and accept responsibility for anything that you've done or not done. It's always somebody else's fault. You're not fat because you're lazy. You have a disease. You have a condition. You have anxiety, etc. You can't say, no, I'm stronger than this, and I will be the author of my destiny. I will pilot this ship, and I will be something else. No, you know what's easier? I'm going to take some pills and blame other people and do nothing because I have an excuse. That excuse is everybody else, not me. I'm perfect. I'm amazing. I don't have to change. Everyone else in the world does. Everyone else in the world must change to conform to me because I'm amazing. Give me stuff now, or I'll burn the fucking city down. Did I miss anything? You don't appeal to adults. People who are serious, who have a work ethic, who are, that's who you need to win, and you drive them away like, I don't know, like a skunk's perfume would just throw away any kind of interested party. No one wants any of that. Nobody worth a damn wants anything you people are selling. And they're just in the way, you know, it's just a sea of just noise from empty headed, barely, almost no lights on, just dim, barely anything in there. Just 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's what the monster protects itself with. And it laughs at you. Ha ha, you can't get me. It's a big shell of idiots. Can't get at it. You can see it in all of their eyes and their bodies and their movements, and you can, it's there. Never get to the source of it. It's all very well protected. It's like Skynet. It's just an army of machines. You can destroy millions of them. They're just going to keep coming because unless you can get at the source of it, it's just going to keep doing. It's just going to keep happening. So yes, they're very frustrating and ridiculous, but they're not really that relevant, and they're not really it's almost like you got to look over them and get out of the way. And basically, it'll come down to, do people have are they strong enough still to face the fear and fight this? Because if they're not, they deserve what happens, which is total destruction of everything. Total destruction of everything. Why are we going to have World War III? Well, because Jews. That's why. Because magic book prophecy and red heifers and all this kind of stuff. The third temple must be... I don't believe any of it. I don't care. I think it's all just stupid nonsense. But they believe it. And they have nuclear weapons. According to them, the third temple must be... Because the third temple, or the first one was built by Solomon or something. Problem is, it's currently where the big mosque is. The Dome of the Rock, is that the Al-Aqsa Mosque? I don't remember the name of it. The Muslims have the special rock right now. They have the special rock. The Muslims have it. And the Jews need the special rock so their sky man can come and make them all, they'll all have like 80 slaves or something, and it's all going to be wonderful. The Moshiach and stuff. So for that to happen, they need to destroy that mosque and then rebuild their third temple on the magic rocks, but they can't do it unless they kill 5 special red cows, or maybe it's just one, but they need the ashes of special red cows to do it first, okay? Now, who cares? I know. But they actually went and genetically engineered and created five of these exact specific red cows that they need for that because they're insane, and shipped them over there from Texas very recently. They've also minted a coin of Donald Trump's head on one side and Cyrus on the other, which was a foreign king conqueror guy. I'm probably butchering the lore. The Bible people are like, stop, please. Shut up. It's close enough. It doesn't matter. He came and basically wiped out all their enemies and was able to bring them back after they'd been scattered the first time. And then they built the second temple, I think, or something like that. So they're inferring that Trump is their foreign conqueror king that is here to fulfill their prophecy and destroy their enemies for them so they can build the third temple and run the world forever. Yay! And that enemy is the Iranians, who Trump is now positioning the United States military to destroy. And he will try to draft your children, and every government will try to force as many people as possible in there for this final act of their little prophecy game. It's fucking insanity! And that's what's driving state policy! It's fucking retarded! It's right there in the open! They talk about it all the fucking time! I didn't make any of this up! They're right there! Oh, the heifers, and we need to get... You're fucked in the head! Go do it yourself! You're retarded. It's a rock. Nothing's going to happen. It's not magic. It's not. You're an idiot. You're a piece of shit, evil human being. Okay? You're in a cult, and it's not an excuse. There's been lots of cults. There's been lots of religions. They've discovered some crazy things under the pyramids lately, suggesting, damn, it seems like we may have been here a lot longer than what recorded history suggests. I'm inclined to agree, and I think people way, way back then had all kinds of far-out crazy ideas on how the world works and what God is and what you're supposed to do and all that. But you know what the one common theme is? Nobody anywhere really knows for sure until it's all over, but you think that you're so fucking right that because, oh, I have a book that absolves me of anything, I can rape people, kill people, bomb kids, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can do these kinds of things because I have a book that makes me special. I have a book that allows me to do whatever I want, like murder children and drop bombs on hospitals and refugee camps, because that's the whole point. It's okay. Because magic book, red heifers. You don't understand. King David. But the prophecy said. Oh, I don't fucking care. My money is being used to do this to people. My name and my good honor of my family and my people and my history and all of that is contributing to this horror show because you believe in some fucking dust bowl fantasy science fiction novel you picked up somewhere. Is that true? Is that so? Is that what you think? Yeah, well, you're an anti-Semite. I'm anti whatever that shit is. Oh, yeah. Tattoo that on my fucking forearm when it's my turn. I'll be first. You put number one. How's that? Try to gaslight me. I'm the bad. Hey, let's stop killing children. Oh, yeah. Fucking lock him up. Lock up that guy. He's anti-child murder. What the fuck? Doesn't he know that they're chosen? I can't believe he doesn't know that they're chosen. Harvey, have you heard about this? I'm going to call Michael Rappaport. I'm going to get Michael Rappaport, and he's going to tweet about it. And Rabbi Shmuley's going to sell dildos about it. And proceeds will go to, I don't know, sending more bombs to kill children or something. It's prophecy. It's okay.
What would people say if the Russians were doing that? If any other people or culture or anyone that you can think of did that, you know what the response would be. So why isn't it this time? While you're still trying to come up with an explanation for why everybody everywhere all agree Israel's the best. They can do no wrong. They're the world's they're amazing. Give them everything. Everyone should just bow and kneel at their feet. Every U.S. president should fly there and kiss their magic wall and put a little hat on, pull the chair out for Netanyahu. They all should. They should. All the congressmen
should stand and give Benjamin Netanyahu a standing ovation every 5 seconds forever for the end of time. All the time, forever. He's a terrorist, but he's chosen. He's a chosen terrorist. If they had to kill all those kids, it was because they were demonic. They were demonic children. They were demons.
Yeah, but Islam...
You are not the fucking world police. It is not our or yours or anyone's job to go and police behaviors on the other side of the world with people who have nothing to fucking do with us at all. That's it. We sell stuff to them. They sell stuff to us. That's basically it. What they do in their house is their fucking business. Because I'm worried about mine. I'm worried about my own children, my own community, my own family. I've got enough problems and shit here to deal with that to spend any time focusing on faraway problems in a faraway land with people who don't even speak English and have nothing to do with me is to take away time, space, and energy that these people here deserve from me. That's who deserves your attention. That's who deserves your effort and your time and your sacrifice, Darren Fisher. It's the people of your own country. Who the fuck are they? What have they ever done for us? And I'll remind all the military guys one last time, for the ones in the back who maybe haven't quite gotten it yet, how many Israeli sorties were flown in air support of us in Afghanistan and Iraq? Do you know how many? The answer, zero, unless they're murdering Major Hess von Krudner. How many operations were supported by Israeli infantry and armor brigades? And fucking zero were ever. Unless it's, of course, to kill us. And if you haven't noticed, every politician everywhere, oh, they're all pro-Israel. You have to be. You have to be. Soon, it'll be illegal not to be. Kind of already sort of is some places. Because they're the good guys. And all the signs are there. It all makes sense. Would have been a good time to... I'm going to read some of these chats and get out of here. I guess I made my point. Too bad I didn't... I leaved all these chats. I can't ignore everybody. Would have been a good way to sail out, though. Jenstein says, Morgan's a no good whore. Well, that's just... She liked you. She not doesn't anymore. Wow. Way to really blow that relationship. Weebo says, hear me out. Rosa Parks gets asked to move her seat. Right. Yeah. Mystery glue connoisseur and lobster mayo and shit. It's another $3 super chat. I'm getting real ready to ban these. Have you thought about what you would do if you were 19 in 2025? Is leaving this province number one or number two? Which province is this province? Depends on what your goals are and what you're, you know, what you want out of life. But I will say this over and over again because it's just what's true. And, you know, it's important. These are important things to consider. The eastern coast of Canada is the only place, besides the parts of the Midwest of the United States and apparently West Virginia, the only place that will be majority us under the age of 35 in the next 10 years. This is a current map as of 2021, so 4 years ago, 2021. Under the age of 35, this is the ethnic demographic distribution on the continent of North America. So, if that's of importance or concern of any in any way, I mean, I broached the concept of reverse colonization last time. We all just reconvene in the original starting points, the original, you know, opening square of the game, and just do it again without any assistance from Europe because it's on fire and it's illegal to have opinions. Or the police will put you in jail for mean internet posts while migrants run amok stabbing children. And then the government helps have a docudrama produced where that happened, but it was actually a little white boy that did it all and not rampaging migrants from another country. And that's what happened.
This is also interesting. White House, speaking of the White House visit, you know who else was there? Among those in attendance were podcasters, including Dave Rubin, Tim Pool, and former White House press secretary Sean Spicer. Really? There were others. There's many others. In addition to Netanyahu, his diplomatic advisor and Israeli ambassador, I don't care what their names are, were present. Pool expressed concerns. I bet he did. I always say, like, who's listening to this? Who's watching this? Tim Pool fucking sucks! He fucking sucks dick! How is he... Are you noticing anything? So, Elon's little department is auditing USAID. It's been shut down. And now Tim Pool, Daily Wire, all these guys, all of a sudden they're going broke. Huh. It's almost like they were just astroturfed and fake promoted with fake numbers and fake everything to make you think like, oh, this is the alternative. Oh, don't listen to CNN. This is the real shit. They're not that dumb. The bad guys are ahead or a step ahead of you. You think it's that easy? Oh, it's conveniently. Right, exactly. It's easy. YouTube's easy. YouTube's easy. Who's not allowed on YouTube? Everybody telling the truth, basically. Still have a YouTube channel. Well, you didn't say much during the COVID times about any of that. You're definitely not talking about any of the Israeli stuff since October 7th and beyond. Or prior to that, you're never talking about any of that stuff. None of the war stuff, any of them, really. None of the real stuff. None of the stuff that's important to know. That's not allowed on there. Basically, no real information is allowed on YouTube. It's simply an entertainment. If you're using it for anything other than, like, falling asleep at night or finding something silly or interesting, you're wasting your time. 10 years ago, it was a much different place, but not anymore. Pool expressed concerns. Tim the Hat. I wonder, did they have to search under his hat to bring into the White House or not? He expressed concerns about increased anti-Semitism. What a bootlicked fuck. And anti-Zionism in the pro-Trump podcasting space. Yeah, Trump's got a little bit of a reality problem with some people. According to sources in the room, Pool famously had Kanye West on his podcast, and the rapper walked out mid-interview after Pool pushed back. Responding to Pool, Netanyahu said that the reason he invited the group to meet, or that is the reason he invited the group to meet with him to talk about anti-Semitism. Poole argued that there's a Qatari. It's the Qataris! I knew it, Phil! It was them all along! Do you have anything to do with this, Phil? Fucking Qatar, always manipulating the world. Those damn... That tiny country of, you know, some Arabs with some oil money apparently run the whole world now, and they've manipulated social media. The Qataris have gotten it. This is 9/11 all over again. Oh yeah, some goat herders in some caves. They hijacked all of NORAD. They diverted the entire U.S. Eastern Seaboard Defense Fleet out of the area, and they overcame all the airplanes, and they crashed them all into sensitive military targets without any. Yeah, that's totally a bunch of guys in caves, and not anything way more sophisticated than that. No, you're right. And just like that, Qatar has just the internet is a series of tubes, Tim, as I'm sure you're aware. And what happens is these poker chips, they go in those tubes and they clog it all up. What kind of fucking explanation is this? How stupid is Tim Pool? How long has that happened on your head? Is it cutting off the circulation to your tiny little fucking bitch-ass skateboarder dome, Timmy? Is it, you fucking hack? Why don't you go skateboard away, you fucking loser? Pool argued there's a Qatari op to manipulate social media algorithms. Qatari hackers are on it to make anti-Semitic and anti-Israel episodes appear to receive far more views than, say, tips for picking up women in order to incentivize podcasters, YouTubers, to produce more anti-Semitic content. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone that came to see us on the tour, actually, they were actually Qatari operatives. Yeah. It's exploding all over the world, not because it's true, but because the tiny nation of Qatar has somehow managed to hijack the thinking and thought patterns of generations of people. I mean, it's really psychological manipulation on a scale that shouldn't even be possible. The KGB has never been able to do this. The Chinese have never been able to do this. Fuck, even the North Koreans, who aren't that really big and powerful, but they've invested a lot of money in cyber and tech crime and stuff because they thought, hey, this is an angle we might be able to compete at. Not even the North Koreans. The fucking Qataris all this time.
Phil, I didn't know. Why didn't you tell us he was about a guitar? See, now I feel dumb. All this time I thought, hey, it was just, you know, we got to take a look at all these Zionists and they're killing people and all that. No, man. It was the fucking, they Islamed it. They did the, you hear the music? They're taking over. And they bowed and stuff, and they have camels. They have camels. And what's even in those humps? Probably Qatari space weapons that they're yes, there's drones that they're hiding in camel humps, and nobody sees what they're doing out in the desert, right? Because who wants to even go out there? And they're launching the drones out of the camel humps in a space. So they're, yeah, and they're in space, and they're hacking. They're hacking the cameras and stuff from space, and the algorithms. They're hacking the algorithms. And Qatar is Qatar. They did it. Shut up, bigot. I would, if I was Trump and that's, if I was just in that situation as like, I'm the guy they're talking to or they're there. And Tim Pool said this, I would just walk up and backhand slap him across the face right there in front of everybody and just go back and sit down without saying another word. Because I could. And what he's saying is that ridiculous that it is warrants that. It warrants being slapped in the mouth like a pimp. Like a pimp would slap one of his whores. That's what should be done to Tim Pool to, you know, inform him that you shouldn't talk anymore. The noises you're making with your face, constructed by what you think is a mind, are offensively poor. And I will not tolerate. I can't have them. You know, in the room. I probably not even in the state. Actually, take him away. Can you take him away? Can you deport him? Deport him. Send him away. Send him back to wherever he comes from. He looks like a beetle or some kind of little insect. I think maybe be from South America. He looks like he should live under a rock, and I think we should put him under a rock. I think he should be underneath a rock in Argentina or maybe down in Chile or somewhere far away. You're going to want that hat. Take the hat. Your head will get sunburned. It's very hot. They're not even good lies, you know? It's not even believe, like, it's just, again, it's a sign of disrespect. They think that you'll believe this. Oh, just say this. Tell them that. And it works on some people. But the ones it doesn't work on, and you're like, are you? You should be angry. That's how little they think of you. They're just an absolute moron. And as for the future, more of these things keep popping up, you know, being seen and observed independently of myself by other people in the environment. People I don't even know. I don't know Vincent James. I don't know any of those guys. I'm aware who he is. And sometimes I see some of his stuff floating around. And, you know, it's just, everything is always kind of, because again, people over here are living in reality. And when something real happens, we go, oh, did you see that tree fall down? And many of us go, yes, I also saw that tree fall down. And then, the goblin people say, there's no such thing even as trees. And we're like, okay, well, we all saw it. You're insane. I don't really care what you think about anything. And the people observing in the middle go, I'm going to side with the people who aren't insane. So inevitably, this is where this is going to go. But the young people, more specifically, that's who it's affecting the most.
Is the structural unemployment in young men across the Western world. Who has been disproportionately hammered by financialization, by DEI, by the repurposing of state public services? It's been young men. And it is those young men that are beginning to figure this out and reorganize themselves. That is the future of nationalism in the West. And it's just about to kick into gear for the reasons that you said.
Here is the chart. I found it. This is this came out, I guess, a couple
That's
days
so
ago.
That's so crazy. Right? I saw that.
So you can see that the new crop of young white men is more radical than your, like, we're going to get our guns and go out, boomers,
Yep. Something kind of interesting. There was this Pew Research article that I went over years ago on my show, where it showed that the more, so we know that the more college educated a white person becomes, the more liberal they become. The more college educated a non-white person becomes, the less liberal they become.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I don't know why that is. I was thinking about like how young white people are becoming radical. And I was thinking about this James Lindsay speech from, they're not going to be able to stop this. Previously, PragerU's of the world and, you know, the Daily Wires of the world that are all going under, by the way,
yeah,
they were able to sort of get control of the narrative in the conservative, on the conservative right, and sort of steer us away from the harmful, you know, Nazi,
limited hangouts,
you know, whatever.
Is what
yeah,
they're called.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Now they've lost complete control, and we've got stuff like this.
A lurch from our young people into Nazi ideology, into anti-Israel hate, into anti-Jewish sentiment.
So, yeah, quickly before I continue this is how they do it, right? Nazi ideology, anti-Israel hate, and anti, you know, right. None of it is what's real, which is, did I just watch you blow up a bunch of children? That's offensive. Are you running a sex trafficking operation to blackmail executives and authority figures where I live to then manipulate our policy to advantage yourselves at our expense? That's fucking pretty offensive, too. Are you implicated in terrorist attacks that have changed fundamentally the world which we live in for the worse, benefiting you at our expense? That is pretty offensive. That's what we're mad about.
Oh, no, it's just hate, and it's...
If you want the hate to stop, stop doing what you're doing. The reason people hate you is because of what you're doing. And you think gaslighting people... going to force them to watch another Steven Spielberg movie, and that's going to be like, oh, okay, I guess, never mind, bulldoze the children and use all of our money and send our kids to war... I didn't realize there was a Steven Spielberg movie. I didn't realize there were shoes and violins. It was very compelling. All of a sudden, you can do whatever you want, I guess. Right? Yeah, it's not working on the kids, is it? I told you. And this graph you had there, that's like the young, early 20-year-olds. I'm 13, 14, 15. You made 5 years. Whew. Running out of time.
From our young people into Nazi ideology, into anti-Israel hate, into anti-Jewish sentiment, into racism like we have not seen in decades, maybe ever.
Once again, not a handsome guy, very squared, bulbous kind of Down syndrome-like head, fat neck, big belly, you know. None of them, they don't exist. There is no hot goblin people. There's no such thing. They don't exist.
We stop this.
These men that are being pushed out of the system, some of this is voluntary. Some of this is sort of a reversion to the mean. In other words, it's this natural spiritual rejection to this false matrix that has captured everybody else. That's part of it. Part of it is also that they are the enemy of the state, that they are being marginalized, that they are being sacrificed for the fetishized minorities, for the demographic replacement that is the new power structure that's emerged, okay? That's largely why they're radicalizing. On the other end, the baby boomers, for example, why are they not as radical? Because they're vested. They're vested in the legacy structure. I mean, they can bewail all they want.
Paid from a pool.
The Democrats or abortion or things of that nature, but ultimately they got a 401k. They want to collect their dividend check, man. And those in the government, it's even worse. If you want to climb in the university structure, if you want to climb in the Fortune 500 corporations, if you want to climb in the government, in the nonprofit space, in Hollywood, whatever, you have to assimilate into the leftist paradigm.
We were talking about, I don't remember, and it was something that you said or a book that you had read about how the bosses of some kind of manufacturing plant no longer realize how the products were made.
That last part was not necessary, but what did he say there at the very end? Yeah, you have to assimilate into the paradigm or you don't make any money. You don't get to be successful. You don't get to have anything. Right? There's the truth, and then there's money, stuff, and things. The closer you get to one, the further you will be from the other. Almost, it's almost a rule, you know, It's always exceptions that prove the rule, but generally that's what I've observed to be true. And it's not anyone's imagination. The data supports it. The statistics support it. Instinct supports it. It's like the polls and the surveys, the anecdotes. They're just confirming what we already kind of know on some level. And maybe many years from now, a lot of these kids will have the experience and be wise enough to look back at this time where they're young and appreciate more of what's happening. Because to them, it's normal. I mean, they're, you know, they're 14, they're 15, they're 20. Like, they're just, they're brand new. This is the world they're in. It's the only one they've ever known. COVID has been a quarter of their life. Think about that. 9/11 was before they were even born. They don't even know a world that doesn't include social media. But they, for some reason, more money than ever, more effort than ever has been poured into, invested in, making sure everybody believes all the right things. Everybody's, you know, how much woke nonsense, crazy programming is there on Netflix and all these things? It's having a backfire effect. There's a bell curve like everything else. A little bit helps. A little more is better. More than that's even the best. But then you go too far and now it's having the opposite effect and they can't stop because they don't have enough and they'll never have enough. The goblin freak, the enemy, the claw, the goblin. It will never be enough. They always need more, but they've peaked. People can feel it. The energy has shifted. I want it. I wanted to go there with Morgan. I was like, this will get on video. I want this to be on video because this is as strong as you'll ever be, and this is as weak as we'll ever be, ever again. I just wanted to mark it, just so you're aware. Right now, is as strong as you're ever going to get. Like you're never going to get more power and influence from here on out. That's over. It's actually waning. It's actually being depleted, being drawn down. Ours is coming up. So from here on out, this is as weak as we'll ever be. I wanted to physically demonstrate that. Because I can certainly do a lot better than bring them all by myself. That was all. That was what you could. And that's what you got. That was your best effort. That was my minimal. And it's still. The kids aren't aware of it, but I believe because I've seen things, experienced things, and read things. I'm an old man. I'm almost 40. You know, I have opinions on things based on things I've seen, experienced, and lived through. And some scientific studies and anecdotes and things to suggest this is true. Like one in particular is there's an island, there's monkeys on it, and they learn how to open some coconuts just seemingly by accident. They just kind of figured out a way to do it. And all of a sudden, all the monkeys are doing it. They taught each other. And wow, isn't that great? Somehow, further away on another island where those monkeys don't have text messages and they're not visiting back and forth, the other ones figured it out shortly after. Suggesting, well, we don't know. Is it coincidence? Is it chance? Or did it somehow spread subconsciously because they are the same species of animal? Is it possible that this pocket of them here could have collectively gained some kind of knowledge or wisdom that almost bled over to the others? Like osmosis. They just inherently started to know something, not because they learned it themselves individually, but enough of their kind did that it just started to get in there. Because maybe each one of us has our own individual life form is an individual, but we're all connected as a part of a greater whole, as a collective, as a life form. And all these people that you've killed, all these people that you've persecuted and stepped on and fucked over and lied about, it all has a rippling effect. And it turns on more and more of these little light switches and all the little heads of all these people everywhere, all the time. And all you can do is sit there and lament at all the rising levels of hate. Is that what it is? Or is it a rising level of awareness that has now reached such a stage that, I mean, we don't even really have to do anything anymore. So many people now know that it is instinctively becoming known to be true almost at first glance, especially to the young and the least corrupted and the most operating on instinct. And guess which direction they're leaning in? It's nature. It's the immune system, and it's kicked on, and turns out there might actually be consequences for abusing so many people for so long. You picked a fight with God, you know, like you picked a fight with the nature of reality, and you think you're going to win that. That's just... I mean, the whole arrogance, that's a trait of the bad guy, right? I think so. Well, there's going to be a next time. Don't worry. But you're marching to the tune of my drum, kids. At no point in time during any of this exchange have I not been in the fucking driver's seat, huh? It's got to be unsettling. Thank you very much, guys. Epoxy Bear, Jenstein, a man on the mountain for a new umbrella, he says. Appreciate it, sir. Jenstein says Diddy needs lube. He's going to need it. A lot of these people are going to need it where they're going. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. I'll see you on Thursday, Friday evening. We're working on getting that film out. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. You guys are going to enjoy it. The usual people will freak out and go, ah! It's been a labor of love from the guys. Thank you for all the support. As always, if you would like to help us out, you can go to ko-fi.com. I should have had this ready to go, but I don't, because I don't know what I'm doing. I've never known what I'm doing, so I'm going to do the old trick where I run the music back a few seconds to buy myself some time. If you want to support us, you can go to ko-fi.com/Diagolon or JMac. It goes to the same place. You're entirely bigot-funded. I don't get dirty government money like Tim Pool. I don't have a gross, gaping flesh wound on my head that I'm covering up with a beanie, or maybe I'm an alien, or I don't know what. Maybe there's a dick growing under there. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is, but thank God he's gone, and I'm leaving now too. Six Sempertranus, Propatria! See you on the beach. Hey!
you taking me, Phil? I hate this part of the world. I swore I'd never come back here. I don't want to see it. What do you have? No, I don't. I'm not interested in the Qatari. What is this? Where are we? This is some kind of torture dungeon? I don't like this. Oh my god, what are you doing to that guy? Is this how... Really? I'm to believe this? No, old school medieval torture... Oh my god. Old school medieval torture methods. Oh my god. Phil, do we need to talk about this down here? I'm not buying that the Qataris didn't do any of this. Well, if you know it, then why did you do it? It was a great cover story for your experiments. Well, I gotta get an alibi now. Thanks.
No, I do. Well, I'm gonna have to pay somebody, lawyers or something. Every time you do this to me...